Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the wake-up call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can I
our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. It's Friday. Yes, it is. It's Friday. And we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, a whole lot of stuff to do, a whole lot of things to address. So let's get to some of them. I don't know. It's challenging being right. And y'all ever feel that way? You know? It's no fun living in the world of I told you so. I told you so. Because it's not like I told you so that X-Files is a wonderful movie. Because that's really, in the big picture thing, that's a meaningless I told you so. That Aquila and the Bee is a can't miss. You better go see. You'll cry. You'll laugh. You'll fall. You'll love the babies. All of that. I told you so. But again, that's in the big picture, in the big meaning, in the world in which we live. That's not that big of a deal. Meaningless, actually. When I said, I told you so about what would happen with Alito and with the Democrats that allowed him in, that didn't filibuster him, that things were going to get rough for all of us. Now, there's some consequences to that, I told you so. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that police armed with a warrant can barge into homes and seize evidence even if they don't knock. Jesus. Jesus. Scalia, writing for the majority, said Detroit police acknowledged violating the rule when they called out their presence at a man's door, failed to knock, went inside 3 to 5 seconds later. The outcome, according to the AP article, would have been different if O'Connor were still on the bench. O'Connor had worried aloud that officers around the country might start bursting into homes to execute search warrants. Is there no policy of protecting the homeowner a little bit and the sanctity of the home from this immediate entry? Scalia said that this is a case involving a man by the name of Hudson. And Hudson's attorneys had argued that the evidence against him was connected to the improper search and could not be used at his trial. He was convicted of drug possession. Scalia said a victory for Hudson would have given him a get-out-of-jail-free card. And the other four dissenters talked about that the decision erases more than 90 years of Supreme Court precedent. It weakens, perhaps destroys, much of the, and understand, the Constitution is involved in this. The Constitution, not an announced protection. The police can now enter homes without knocking and waiting a short time if they know there's no punishment for it. Oh, Lord, are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? Justice Anthony Kennedy said, it bears repeating that it is a serious matter if law enforcement officers violate the sanctity of a home by ignoring the requisites of a lawful entry. Kennedy said legislatures can intervene if police officers do not act completely and lawfully. He also said the people whose homes are wrongfully searched can file civil rights lawsuits. Scalia wrote that there are public interest law firms and attorneys who specialize in civil rights grievances. So if they tear your stuff up, just go sue them. Breyer said there's no evidence of anyone collecting much money in such cases. Oh, it's on now, y'all. Told you so. Told you so. They don't have to knock. 90 years of precedence wiped out with one little stroke of the pen. What about the cops that have the warrant for the wrong house? The wrong person. They break into your house. I mean, because if they knock, you can open the door and say, let me see the warrant. No, that's not the house you want. You want the house down the street. No, there's nobody that lives here by that name. Now they can break into your house, Jesus God. They don't have to knock. They don't have to announce. And while I do have an American history degree, I don't know everything, so help me, y'all. Help me. How did the Nazis work? Did they have to knock and announce who they were? Or could they just bust open your door and snatch you up and take off with you? I mean, again, while I have a history degree, I don't know everything. But if memory serves me correctly, collective memory serves me correctly, that's how the Nazis did it. And I don't know. I have an attitude. I ain't gonna lie. I have an attitude about folks out here that live in their protected enclaves, that sit up there in their homes where they know, Scalia knows that nobody's going to not knock. You know how much he would lose his mind if somebody just broke into his, if cops just broke into his house without knocking? Do you know how many badges he would have taken away? Do you know how many police chiefs' heads would roll if they didn't knock before they came? No, if they didn't call after they got the warning and say that they were coming to his house. Oh, yeah, so your stuff is protected. I told you so. Told you so. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
I said this many times on your program and other programs. This is out of the Nazi playbook. I'm glad to hear you bring up the word Nazi. It's exactly, if you'll read that history of Germany, how it got started. They start taking the people's rights away. They start threatening the newspapers if they didn't print what they wanted printed, or if they questioned anything that the Nazi party did. You don't have that little fella up there with the mustache anymore, but you sure got that Nazi playbook working here. Step by step, a little bit at a time.
That's why you create a playbook so that when you're gone, others can follow it.
That's what they did in Germany. They started small, and they kept little link increments like this, and then finally they did away with the Constitution and made Hitler the sole dictator. And I don't know if people know it, but Germany had a democracy before that party got in.
Yes, they did. Thanks for your
call. And like you said, people don't study.
Thanks for your call.
Have a good one, then.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGN. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. and get up, get to me. Wow. They don't have to knock. They don't have to announce. What's the phrase I'm looking for? Battering rams away. Battering rams away. Sweet Jesus, we have 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. And if you want to check me out on the internet, why don't you go to WGNU.net, because that's where WGNU broadcasts 24/7. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Well, good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding, Mac.
Yeah, maybe we could have 10 more years to go before we come up on the fifth of communists in this country. It might be 10 years away. It might not be that far. I was talking to an old gentleman yesterday, and that's what he was speaking about. All our civil liberties is being taken away. I used to work at the airport, and you felt so free out there. You could just go from department to department. When you go out there now, it seems like a place of off limits. Do you realize that workers out there cannot go now over in another department even to get a newspaper? If they want a newspaper, someone over there have to bring it to them, like the police.
Well, it's, you know, that airport is so empty now. It's easy to watch people now.
I used to go out there to the pub and have a beer. I mean, it's just off limit to you now. Mm. They want your money and they don't want you.
All right.
If people can't see where we headed, something wrong with us.
Mm.
They are snatching away. We are the really after 9/11. We really are the ones that suffer the consequences.
Thanks for your call,
Thank
Matt.
You.
Car phone.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Okay, I'm a cab driver. That brother is exactly right about the Philly airport.
Mm.
But I used to talk to you about the Second Amendment. And when you hinted that I'm a violent man, you're right. That's why I love the Second Amendment. You have a nice day.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I have a comment and a question. The comment is, with this decision and between now and when Bush leaves, it may set the stages for anarchy.
Mm. Mm. How so?
How so? If enough people get upset with what's going on.
Mm. Gotcha.
And the question is, you probably heard about Suzanne Swift, the person who's been arrested for being AWOL due to sexual harassment in the army over in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a sad case, and it's not being reported to, you know, the mainstream media.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Well, thank you, Liz.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. How about taking a break right about now? My phone number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Oh, yes, we have much, much, much to talk about. Much, much, much to do. Love this song.
I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up. A new day will come. And look to the sun, even when the darkness shall
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Eastbound 44 Bulls and 270 looks good. Northbound 55 at Richardson and 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and Clarkson, look for no delays there. Eastbound 70 from 79, look for slight delays. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, look for no problems there. All your approaches on the Poplar Street Bridge are starting to stack up, both east and westbound, as we still have some paving operations going on the bridge deck. And westbound 44 at Shrewsbury, animals on the roadway believed to be a dog playing near traffic lanes. All the rest of your bridge approaches, you can expect some delays, but everything looks good this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Orkin Pest Control. Did you know that there are 900,000 species of insects and none of them are good for a business? Today, more businesses trust Orkin for the pest control. To learn more, visit OrkinCommercial.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers with a high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, pretty much the same. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, high in the mid to upper 80s. Currently, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, this is Judy Moskov. Join me for a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon. We'll be talking with gardening experts and sharing information that you need to know. Get the latest dirt on everything from tomatoes to trees. That's a Gardener's Notebook every Monday at noon.
This is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. And I'm just thrilled to be able to tell you that an average of 90 people who met on eHarmony.com get married every single day. 90 people every day.
When I first met him, I knew.
I knew she was someone I wanted to spend the rest of my life with.
At eHarmony.com, every match you receive has been carefully selected to be compatible with you based on 29 dimensions crucial for a thriving long-term relationship.
eHarmony matches you at a deeper level. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Dating sites match on a picture and a paragraph. At eHarmony, we match you at the deepest levels. And it simply works. To the tune of 90 people who fall in love and get married every single day. So if you're looking for the love of your life, log on to eHarmony.com. Get your compatibility profile, a $50 value, free. eHarmony.com.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Womack. I have a new show on WGNU called On the Table. Some of the things we'll talk about will be restaurants, food and wine trends, recipes. But really, we're just trying to help you experience great food and wine, whether you're at home or out on the town. So if you love great food and wine, you'll love On the Table. Be listening every Tuesday at noon here on WGNU.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Boom, clack, boom, clack. I want a rim shot, hey. Diggy, diggy, a rim shot, hey. Come on, a rim shot, hey. Diggy, diggy, a rim shot.
Come on.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. The Supreme Court has said they don't have to knock to get into your house. This rule was based on a centuries-old idea of home privacy and the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches. It requires police to knock, announce themselves, and wait a reasonable time. And what most justices have ruled is that that's about 20 seconds or so. 20 seconds. They don't have to wait 20 seconds. Oh, Jesus. Steve.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, I was on the break there. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Great. The comment, I had been stopped by the Webster Groves Police the other day just for displaying a website on a standard 8.5 by 11 inch piece of typewriter paper hanging from a notebook. And they just pulled up and said, "What are you doing?" And I'm walking down the street, and I said, he asked me what the website was about. He asked me that a couple of times, in fact, and then proceeded to ask me my name and where I worked and all this other stuff. And it was, the website, by the way, was not anything that would be considered in any sense of the, in any sense vulgar or obscene or anything like that. It was just an informational website. And it was not involved with selling anything. He even asked me if I was soliciting. He said, "There's nothing for sale. It's just for informational purposes." So I thought I'd just throw that out there.
And so how did it end?
Well, that was it. I wasn't detained or anything, but he said, "That's all." I drove off.
Mm.
He didn't tell me I couldn't. But I thought it was a little bit scary.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Steve.
Sure,
1-877-920-WGNU. Mildred.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I'm outstanding.
Liz, I think we're living in very perilous times.
Mm.
I listened yesterday to a news flash, and it said that some guy, a retired SS person who served in Hitler's army in Wisconsin, is erecting a memorial to Adolf Hitler there, and I'm wondering how long will the people of Wisconsin let that memorial stand. You know, Liz, I have always said that after World War II, some of those Hitler people trekked into this country one by one, and I think they are still here. I think their offspring are here, and I think some of them are sitting right up there in our White House, carrying out Gestapo duties. And I wonder how long will the American people tolerate this mess. Pretty soon we won't have a constitution, because Bush has tramped all over this constitution. Like a man said on Book TV last Saturday, he said, Bush has his own private army. And I believe that. I believe this volunteer army has developed into his own private army. He can send and tell them when to go and come anytime he wants to, and they obeyed. Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. These are remarkable times that we're living in. And, you know, sometimes you feel, folks say things that remind me of the questions that you asked when you were a little kid. You know, what did we do wrong? What did we do wrong? Oh, We have a Constitution. We have a Congress that's fixated on trying to get to it, to amend it, about same-sex marriages, huh? And flag burning, huh? Do you think that that is what the beginning of the Constitution was all about? Creating a document that would protect us from other people getting married? That's what they were, that's the purpose of that document? Meanwhile, there are so many things that could be part of our Constitution that aren't. I would love to see a constitutional amendment giving a child protection from the moment that the child was born. Special protection, unique protection, exclusive protection, because you are a child. Special rights for children. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be lovely? No? Hillary Clinton is pushing legislation on flag burning. Flag burning. While our Supreme Court has now said, you know what? Cops don't have to knock before they come in your house. They don't have to say anything. They just need to break your door down. And you can file one of those frivolous lawsuits and we'll kick you out of the courts over there too. So shut up. Take it. God bless America. Oh. Andrew.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I wanted to talk about the Nazism that's still going on in this country. And they're leaving scars on people's body from the surgeries. That symbol of Nazism. So they can send a message
all kind of ways. What, Andrew, what are you talking about?
Well, from scars, a symbol has a Nazi symbol, a symbol that represents Nazism. I'm quite sure you know what I mean. It's a symbol that they're trying to put on people's bodies from surgeries. This is a little outrageous for me, but I've never seen nothing like it in my life.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, the Nazi has a symbol. So a white symbol in a red box is that a symbol, a white symbol shaped like an S, a crisscross X.
Okay.
It's a Nazi symbol.
All right, I get that.
And
who's putting it on who?
You got these Nazis over here that's in power putting it on people's bodies from surgeries that you have from accidents. Also, I want to comment on the amendments that I haven't voted on, that is still controlling my life, that I don't have a right to vote on, that could cause a war between me and my civil liberties.
Okay, thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up and get to me. Visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else? You're going to get washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. Come on. You're going to do it at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Father's Day is this weekend. Why don't you get on down to Sears and get your dad something special for Father's Day? Get him a big screen television. Get him a treadmill. Get him some tools. Get him something and get it at Sears. My name is Liz Brown. Get on down to Sears this weekend. Tell him I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DRLAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Roy DeBose from Roy's Transmission.
This is Willie Stebney of Stebney Bose Auto Body.
Join Roy DeBose and Willie Stebney for the Community Repair Answer Hour, Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m. We will feature experts to answer your questions on all types of repair. Join us Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline Naomi. More than 2,000 government workers have gone on strike in Niger to protest the high cost of living. Organizers say they want reductions in the cost of water, electricity, and gasoline. A spokesman for the group says the high cost of social services is putting them beyond the reach of the average citizen. This week's protest is the latest in a series of actions against the falling standards of living in Niger, the world's poorest country. On June 1st, students staged violent protests in Niamey, seeking the government to mediate a dispute with teachers' unions to get them back into the classrooms. And in mid-March, about 50,000 people demonstrated in the streets of Niamey because of high food prices and dropping wages. And Dateline New York. The president and CEO of Black Enterprise magazine says the advertising industry in America seems to think it has a license to practice racism. Earl Graves Jr. says that agencies that specialize in targeting black audiences more often than not are not involved in choosing the media buys and planning for products that are bought by blacks. Graves says the advertising business is one of the most racist industries in the country, period. His publication has been leading the debate about the role of blacks and minorities in advertising and why they're not being represented in large numbers in corporate roles in the industry. Graves called for more consumer and political actions to increase the number of advertising dollars that get spent with black-owned media on products that prove popular with black consumers. Last month in California at another advertising agency conference, Richard Wehner, CEO of the True Agency, said the ad industry is basically segregated in terms of how people work and think and is sanctioned segregation supported by clients. This is your wake-up call, global news update.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the Elder Mitchell Thornton of the All Request Sweet Sounds of Music. We bring you the best gospel sounds in St. Louis, as well as the up-to-date church news to help you plan your weekend worship every Saturday morning from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on WGNU 920 on your radio dial.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown right here on AM 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up. It's going to be interesting to see how folks fight back. How the Democrats fight back. Republicans are now trying to get a resolution passed. We will not pull out. We will not pull out. We're not going to set an artificial deadline for getting out of Iraq. Okay, Democrats, what you going to say? What you going to say? After more than 3 years and 2,500 deaths, 2,000 people have died, y'all. 2,000 people have died. Died. And we're still there. And we haven't won. Al-Zarqawi wasn't Adolf Hitler. That has 19 people were killed today in a mosque that was blown up after Operation Sweep You Out of Town took place. And there's this cartoon. There is a cartoon, a political cartoon that to me kind of like says the whole thing about where we are and what Bush's visit to Iraq, to Baghdad, was all about. They show a picture of Bush with these big ears and surrounded by Secret Service people with their hands up to their little earpieces, and he's shaking the hand of the Prime Minister of Iraq. And this is all one word: congratulations, the future of Iraq is in your hands, we got to go see you. You know, that's exactly what happened. Can't you see him shaking his hand vigorously? Congratulations, the future of Iraq is in your hands. We got to go see you. Bam, he's back on the helicopter again. Lights off. And did you see the picture of Tony Snow? Tony Snowjob? Did you see the picture of him sitting in the helicopter with his pitiful little helmet on, looking like he's 7 years old and scared to death and you need to check his pants? That's what he looked like. Congratulations, the future of Iraq is in your hands. Gotta go, we see you, we'll see ya. If the Democrats can't turn that pathetic little effort of PR around, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Fellow on the car phone.
That's 2,500 have died.
What'd I say?
You said 2,000.
Oh, I mean, okay, 2,500.
Yeah, but see, you know, Liz, the killer is that that's the ones they're telling us about.
Mm.
You know, they're not telling us about the 17,000 that have been wounded and the ones that came, that's over here in the country that have died. They haven't talked about the ones that have committed suicide.
Mm.
You know, Liz, I'm going to tell you something. You know, we sit up here and we listen to all of this garbage, and I heard you talking about the constitutional amendment for flag burning and all this crap. You know, give me a constitutional amendment, Liz, that allows every American to live a comfortable life and make a comfortable wage.
If you want to,
how about a constitutional amendment for universal health care?
Absolutely. And that's
because that would really change the quality of most Americans' lives, well, right there.
When I said comfortable, that's a part of that. Mm. Every American should have the right to have free health care. You know, if you want to stop the Mexicans from coming across the border, Liz, make it where every American is working. Those farmers down there who need people to pick their fruit and vegetables and everything,
mm-hmm.
they should be able to pay those people a decent wage, and those people should have free health care where they can live a comfortable life. And how do we do that, Liz? We stop those people at the top from making 400 or 500 times the average worker.
Fact.
You know, everybody should be sharing this wealth. If our congressmen and our senators can have free health care, the best in the world, we should have the same damn thing, Liz, because we are the constituents. They work for us.
Mm.
George works for us. If you want to stop these idiots from sending up these coming up with these wars and sending our troops over there to die, it ought to be everybody who becomes a senator or a congressman ought to be have been in the military. They should have had something to do with the military. Everybody should have to go in the military. If y'all want to go around here starting all these crazy wars, you know, everybody ought to have to go. You know, we got this all-volunteer army. I don't even want to hear about that garbage.
Fact. Because it's a volunteer of the desperate. That's all that it is.
That's it, Liz. And, you know, I'm just getting so sick and tired of this. We're paying $3 a gallon for oil people, for gas. You know, we got these people making all of this money. George's boys, he's sitting up there. He's paying them all. Halliburton, Bechtel. All of these companies are getting paid out the wazoo. And then you want to talk to me about the fact that the Katrina victims got some money and they abused it?
Ain't that something? $2,000 and all of a sudden you're an abuser.
You hear what I'm saying?
You're abuser.
These people didn't have nothing. And they gave them a little pittance. $2,000. So damn what?
Mm.
What about the people up there at the top that are stealing? If you want to fund health care, Liz, stop these people at the top from stealing from us. They steal every day, and these people around here are talking about the poor people.
Yes.
Let's start taking care of the people in our country and quit running around the world trying to be the godfather.
Mm.
I mean, it would be so easy. Like I've told you before, they can come up with all of these ways. They can build bombs that penetrate 2,500 feet of concrete before it explodes. But we can't go around the world and talk to people like they like we got some sense.
Thanks.
And like we care.
Thanks.
We need to start caring about the people in our country and start taking care of our own people and cut this garbage out. Because it's taking us nowhere. We're killing people for nothing, Liz.
Thanks for your call. Happy Father's Day. 454-0400 is my phone number. Sam.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Yeah, when you were talking about the Supreme Court, I said they have rendered some bad decisions, especially you can't run from the cops. You got to tell the cops your name. You can't sue the cops anymore. And now they don't have to knock. And think about it. You know how many times they've gone to the wrong house, kicked in the door?
That's what I'm talking about.
And the courts did take that into decision. And you remember, you used to couldn't stop a person solely because they weren't wearing a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
And the courts changed that too. So, and when the number of dead from the Twin Towers equals the number of dead in Iraq, will we have accomplished our mission?
Mm.
Thank you.
You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Yes, quickly.
You know, the country of England, they have a king. They have kings and queens that the population over there takes care of. Well, my feeling is that's the same thing that's happening to us over here in this country now. Our kings are these senators and congressmen. We taking care of them and their families.
All right, now. Thanks for your
call.
Looking Black, coming up at you. Stay with me.
There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below the little knee.
I think I'm hearing heaven.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. 5 years after the 9/11 attacks, almost a year after Hurricane Katrina, have we learned anything? A new government study says most big cities still aren't ready to handle a major crisis. Here's ABC's Jim Hickey.
Chances are your town is woefully unprepared to cope with a big disaster, according to the government analysis requested by the president and delivered to Congress. Local disaster response plans are antiquated and uncoordinated, says the report, cause for profound concern. The study finds communities along the East Coast are more prepared because of their experience with hurricanes, but generally lack of planning by most cities will, in the words of the report, extract a severe penalty in the middle of a crisis. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The House could vote on an Iraqi withdrawal plan today. The Senate's given it the thumbs down. Here's ABC's Vic Ratner.
It's been heated, emotional, even raw at times.
It is time to stand up and vote. Is it Al-Qaeda or is it America? Let the voters take note of this debate.
Republican Charles Norwood hammering at critics of the Iraq War. Democrat John Murtha, a former Marine, fired back that stay the course is not working.
It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. That's the problem.
Across the Capitol, senators voted 93-6 to shelve a proposal to pull most American troops out by year's end, with the issue to come up again next week. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
Another violent day in Iraq. ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad as a bomb went off at a Shiite mosque.
We are in the midst of a curfew here in Baghdad because it is Friday. It is prayer day here. And there are reports now of a bomb, a suicide bomber attacking a mosque in northern Baghdad. This bombing happened inside the mosque from what we understand. It is a major Shia Muslim mosque in Baghdad.
Well, since then we have learned that that blast killed 10 people and injured many more. 3 people are dead after a mortar attack on the outskirts of the city. This is ABC News.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place, chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
A New York man is under arrest, accused of helping his wife commit suicide. Police say Victor Hahn, his wife, and their 2 young children stopped their minivan along a state park road about 40 miles north of New York City. Then they say Hahn left his wife and children there even though she had repeatedly told him that she wanted to kill herself.
Hahn's minivan tumbled 100 yards down a cliff. Police now say that Hahn went to the park knowing his wife was suicidal.
ABC's Joe Torres in New York. The girls were wearing their seatbelts. They were injured, but they did survive. Bill Gates is quitting his day job. The founder of Microsoft says he'll no longer run the company on a day-to-day basis. As of 2008, he says he has more important work to do with his charitable foundation.
The greatest inequity in the world is that children are dying whose lives could be saved for a few $100s. And that should be changed.
He'll still remain the chairman of the company, though. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryansmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a teenager and a 21-year-old man are facing charges in the beating death of a disabled Granite City man. 15-year-old Antkello Young is charged as an adult with first-degree murder in the death of Alan Curtis. DeMond Haynes is also charged with first-degree murder. Investigators say the killing stemmed from a neighborhood feud, and Young and Haynes were looking for someone else when they showed up at Curtis's apartment earlier this week. Young and Haynes are being held without bond. An East St. Louis homeowner won't face charges for shooting an intruder in his house. Police say the elderly man shot the home invasion suspect early yesterday morning at a home in the 3900 block of Caseyville Avenue. Charges are pending against the alleged intruder, who remains hospitalized. Beginning in fall, some students in the Francis Howell School District will face mandatory drug tests. The Francis Howell School Board approved a plan last night to launch mandatory random testing for high school students involved in sports and extracurricular activities. District officials say the tests will screen for marijuana, opiates, methamphetamine, steroids, and other drugs. St. Louis area janitors want to call attention to the struggles of low-wage workers. Members of the Service Employees International Union swept the sidewalks of Clayton yesterday to spotlight the low wages and lack of affordable health care faced by janitors in the St. Louis area. Today is the 15th annual International Justice Day, which commemorates a successful 1990 strike by janitors in the Los Angeles area. Finally this hour, some kids with disabilities are getting hockey lessons from a former Blue. Current Blues broadcaster and former Blues forward Kelly Chase took part in Variety's Adventure Camp for disabled children yesterday. Chase says getting on the ice is a first-time event for some of these kids.
You see a few of them fall down and they realize it doesn't hurt as much as, you know, it looks, and they can get up and get back at it and they enjoy it. And kids are like, they're brave, and once, you know, it's like putting them on a bike, once they learn how, you can't get them off. And that's what we are enjoying and having fun with right now, and just showing the kids that, hey, this is a great way to be active and have some fun.
During the one-hour session with the former Blue, kids learned some basic hockey skills, including how to hold a stick and make a pass. The Adventure Camp is designed for kids with disabilities to take part in activities like fitness, sports, sensory arts, sensory music, and field trips. The camp is still open for registration and is free. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Fazoli's New Bottomless Bowls. Introducing Fazoli's New Bottomless Bowls, all-you-can-eat bowls of spaghetti with hearty meat or marinara sauce, or Fazoli's Fettuccine with cheesy Alfredo sauce, and all for just $3.49. New Bottomless Bowls for a limited time only at Fazoli's. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the FBI. Eastbound 44, Bowles and 270 looks good. Northbound 55 at Richardson, 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44 looks good as well. Eastbound 78 PR Hughes and 79, heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 and Canal Bridge. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 from New Florissant to 170, however, expect normal traffic. Both westbound and eastbound 55, 70, and 40 onto the Poplar Street Bridge expect delays as they still have traffic diverted due to paving operations. Westbound 55, 70 at the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge at the Poplar Street Bridge looks good as well. Nothing else to report at this hour. Just use caution as you slow down through the work zones. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the FBI. Contribute to the nation's security, to your own sense of service and honor. Join today's FBI as a special agent, a linguist, or a professional staff role. Visit FBIjobs.gov. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny, high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 72 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 73. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to Looking Black. My name is Liz Brown, and this morning we have a new addition to our Looking Black family, Demetrius Patterson, a staff writer with the Chicago Defender, is joining us from Chicago. Demetrius, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm outstanding.
Great. Thank you for inviting me to your show, to your forum. I've been listening, and I hear a lot of exciting ideas from the people in your community, and I'm just glad to be a part of this.
Well, okay, cool. So tell us, what caught your eye? What caught your eye last week?
Last week?
I mean this week.
This week, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that that I was just checking out a few minutes ago, actually, is that our Democrats, this seems to be an attack on our African-American Democrats in Congress. I see that they stripped the power of Representative William Jefferson.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And I've had a number of people, Demetrius, on Looking Black, to break down the relationship of Nancy Pelosi with our black caucus, that it appears that Nancy Pelosi has talked the leadership of the black caucus into stepping aside and allowing the Democratic Party to take the lead on Katrina instead of the black caucus, and has encouraged them to allow Nancy Pelosi to take the leadership on the Cynthia McKinney issue. How'd that work out for the black caucus?
Yeah, I don't understand this myself. It seemed like I really never heard of this Nancy Pelosi before, and it seemed like she has totally made the black caucus totally inept. And, and just strip them of all power.
Or cowed them, you know. And it's like that whole idea of when folks get elected to the United States Senate or people of African descent, when they get elected to the United States Senate, my concern is that they start to trip or believe in the idea that they are part of some kind of exclusive little club. No, you're not. You're just a glitch in the matrix, and you're just there. You are not part of the club. So when black folks start acquiescing or agreeing to other people dictating to their organizations about what's going to happen, we always lose.
Right. And I just read a report last night where our vice president, and I say that very loosely, Dick Cheney, was saying that despite Bush being low in the polls, that there was no fear that Republicans would lose the House in November, you know. And I was like, how could he make that statement? But I think that the Democrats, the way it's looking now, is that we're going to do ourselves a disservice. I think that part of this, the problem is that when we look at the issues like the illegal immigrants, I don't think it's just Republicans, but I think a lot of Democrats kind of feel like they don't need the African-American vote anymore, you know, and that they, you know, it's like we're dispensable now.
I don't know. I don't know, Demetrius. I don't know if they view that we are dispensable as much as they believe that where else are people of African descent going to go? You know, that the vote is going to be there because it's going to be generations before the Hispanic vote people organize enough to be a serious contender like people of African descent are. It took us generations of votes generations to come to the place where we are the margin of victory in all of these different elections. So, you know, I don't know if they see us dispendable as predictable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, both of those are bad.
Well, Liz, what do you think? It seemed like the Republicans came more to the aid of Representative Jefferson than the Democrats have.
Well, I think the Republicans weren't concerned about Jefferson in so much as they were concerned about a precedent that was being set for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you know, because it seems like it always starts with people of African descent. We will try this type of bad behavior against them because the world will stand still for bad behavior, criminal behavior by institutions against people of African descent. We'll test the water, but we will be coming for you shortly. The Republicans were concerned that, okay, if the precedent is set that y'all can go into our offices and snatch stuff without any kind of notice, then what's to stop you from coming into Dennis Hassert's office? So that's what they were protecting their own interest in that. They were trying to eliminate this precedent.
Right, right. So that is one of the issues that kind of struck me this week, and also, of course, which I heard you speaking about on your show earlier, thanks to our new Supreme Court Justices, Roberts and Alito.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More of our civil liberties are being eroded, and I mean, this is something that I lived in New York for about 8 years when Giuliani was mayor. Right, I left New York right before 9/11, and when I was in New York during that time with Giuliani, there was this talk about a resurgence of New York City. New York City was infested with crime, but all of a sudden the crime rate started going down. But which was true. But the problem was that if you were an African American male or Hispanic male, it was like a war. I don't know if you might recall, but during this time, several brothers were shot down dead by the New York police, and they would have like candy bars in their hands or keys in their hands. I'm sure you probably
remember right.
Mm-hmm. That story about
absolutely
the African. I think his last name was Diallo.
Amadou Diallo.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right. And I mean, it was like it was like the Gestapo as far as minority men were concerned, and I just kind of see this when I heard about this new court ruling in the Supreme Court. I just kind of had flashbacks of, I mean, it didn't matter if you had a Brooke Brothers suit on and had a briefcase. Even myself, coming from an assignment, I was working for Gannett suburban newspapers, and I got pulled over, and the police made me get out of the car and they put guns to my head and said that they wanted me, they had a warrant for my arrest for gun running in California.
Mm.
So I laughed at them, which I guess was kind of like a nervous tick, you know, having guns pointed to your head. And like, what's so funny? I said, well, I have been to California before, but I was 7 years old.
Mm.
And they were telling me to be quiet. And, you know, I was like, well, just reach into my jacket, please, you know. And in my jacket, I had my press ID. And when they saw my press ID, they said, oh, we're looking for a white person. Now, you haven't seen me, but I'm a very milk chocolate brother. So these type of things are issues that are kind of concerning me. And I just wonder, you know, what does this mean for minority men, specifically African-American men, you know, which I think we are already under a lot of pressure and stress.
Well, and I think that when we look at this decision by the Supreme Court, when we look at the fact that they're now saying they're basically overturning over 100 years worth of precedent in the idea of protecting citizens from unlawful arrests, unlawful search and seizures, and the right of us to be safe in our own homes, they're saying that the police do not have to knock and announce themselves at your door if they have a warrant. Let's talk about all of the cases where it's the wrong house that they go to.
Exactly.
The person that they have on the warrant doesn't live there anymore. Who's going to pay for the damage that
exactly.
ensues as a result of this cowboy mentality? Because you give people that abuse power more power, that means that there's going to be more abuse of that power.
And it's going to be the families or people who will be affected the most will be low income families.
Well, but here's the thing. Dennis Hassert and the Republicans spoke outrage about what happened to Jefferson. They know that it's going to be coming their direction too. So yes, it will start heavy-handedly on poor folks, but it's coming to a suburb near you. It is. They are going to knock down your door too. And we may not read about it in the paper simply because they don't want their names in the paper. But it's going to happen because people that are lawless, I believe, you know, they can't hold their belly in. It's not just about race. It's about lawlessness.
Right.
And it's going to start with black folks and poor
right.
folks.
And then, and also makes, I guess this was during the 70s, probably in the 80s in Los Angeles. You don't hear about it too much now, but I think in the 80s, the police there, they used to use these tanks, little tanks with battering rams.
That's right.
And it would knock down the front of a person's house.
That's
and
right.
They didn't find any drugs or
that's
whatever
right.
they were looking for.
So now what? So
yeah.
what is, you know?
They didn't say, okay, well, here's a certain amount of dollars to rebuild your house. You know, it was just like, oh well, we made a mistake.
Oops, you know, sorry. You know, and if you got a sorry. Yeah, it's scary. It is very, very, very scary. And the amount of time that the police had to wait before they entered your house had been constitutionally ruled upon by the Supreme Court to a lousy 20 seconds. They can't give you 20 seconds to get to your front door before they can knock it down?
And I think another element of this that we're probably not looking at, Liz, is that I think we're gonna find that a lot more people are gonna be murdered. You know, because somebody's breaking into your house, and you don't know what's going on, and
you know,
God forbid you have a weapon and you're trying to defend your home.
Mm.
You know, so I mean, I think that's a whole other element.
It certainly sets up some really awful, scary scenarios. It's not that idea wouldn't be, I mean, I'm certain that possibility has not been missed by police departments. So what will they do to protect themselves against the possibility of that? They're going to come in with even more fury.
Right.
With even more force.
Right. Exactly.
Because they're going to think that as well.
Exactly. And in Chicago, I don't know if our fellow U.S. citizens in St. Louis are aware of this, but in Chicago, a big controversy that's been going on here is that back in the 80s, there was a police chief named John Berg. And John Berg has been accused of, well, there's been a 10-year report that hasn't been released. We're trying to get it released to the public now. But basically, several African-American men in Chicago said that John Berg ruled that they were tortured into making confessions about rapes or murders or incidental crimes. As a matter of fact, several of those men were put on death row. And when we had our governor, George Ryan, he put the moratorium on the death penalty. He basically exonerated several of these guys who alleged that they were tortured and making confessions of to murder. And so now we're trying to get this report out that will in detail give us details about the alleged torture and
the thing about this is that during this period of time, the state attorney of Illinois was our mayor, our current mayor, Richard M. Daley, and that he understood that these tortures were, that these reports of torture were going on, and he did nothing. So now we're playing politics here because...
Well, who has control of the report?
It was given to a special prosecuting team. And our Chief Justice, I think his last name is Bebo, he agreed that the report should come out, but there are several police officers, I guess they were like patrolmen at the time, but now they have roles in the ranks in the Chicago Police Department. They're fighting not to have the report out. And so every month we kind of go through this court hearing. Well, Bebo will say, okay, we're going to release the report, but there's a police officer who said he wasn't really involved and he doesn't want his name in there, and we have to debate in court whether we can take his name out. Right now his name is just John Doe. We don't even know who this police officer is.
Mm.
And we think this is probably going to go climb up to the Illinois Supreme Court. So, but that's really a big issue that's going on in Chicago now.
Mm. And so what are some other things that caught your eye?
From this past Saturday to and just ended actually yesterday, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Push Rainbow, they had their annual convention.
Okay.
And a couple interesting things came out of that convention. First of all, I should say his Reverend Jackson's theme for this year was free but not equal.
Okay.
And basically saying that although, you know, through the Civil Rights Movement or through the Emancipation Proclamation, we're free, but, you know, African Americans still, you know, we get paid the least amount of money on our jobs, but we have to pay more. We don't have access to banks, you know, where other people have access to banks. We have access to payday loan centers. But one thing that came out of this conference, and I believe this was on Wednesday, VP Petroleum gave Rainbow Push $40,000, and Reverend Jesse Jackson gave it back. And his reason for giving it back was that he said, you know, you go into many of the minority communities and you see these VP gas stations, there's no minority ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with the high gas price, I believe the CEO of BP in 2005 had a $20 million, was granted $20 million in compensation.
Right. So now they're coming to black folks or to communities of color trying to buy some good PR by giving
exactly.
money to black organizations or other organizations.
Exactly. Now, some of the cynics here or critics of Reverend Jackson, they jokingly say, well, probably BP gave Reverend Jackson $140,000, and he kept $100,000.
Well, then that should be easy to prove, shouldn't it?
Yeah, this is true.
All right. We're going to take a break right quick. Demetrius Patterson, staff writer for with the Chicago Defender, he's joining us for Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, just to hear you speak makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me Friday nights here on WGNU for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Well, maybe not line up and shake hands.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis
for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Hail caller, away!
Folks, that's the Sloan Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic Restaurants. Eastbound 44 at Bowles and 270 looks good. Northbound 55 at Richardson and 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44, nothing to report there as well. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes all the way into 79. Look for very heavy volume. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some delays this hour. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 all the way into Canal Bridge. Look for very heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge and eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge. There's still paving operations going on and some lane closures are expected. That's what's causing the delays at the bridge this hour. Westbound King Bridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way back to LaCleach Landing. Look for slight delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sonic, America's Drive-In. Try Sonic's Tasty and Hearty Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Breakfast Burrito. Make it a combo with Sonic's Classic Tots or Fries and a regular coffee or soft drink. Breakfast at Sonic. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday, Sunday. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, a high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have partly cloudy conditions, and our current temperature at the studios of AM 920 WGNU is 73 degrees, the same as Lambert Field. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Thinking about moving? Think All States. If you're looking for some cheap fly-by night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, All States is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. All States Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200.
Listen to the How Good God Is radio broadcast with Pastor Charles Hilton every Saturday at 5:30 p.m. at WGNU Radio 920 AM dial.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day and learn how to do the right thing.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Well, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Looking Black. I'm Liz Brown, and my guest journalist today is Demetrius Patterson. He's a staff writer with the Chicago Defender, joining us from Chicago. Demetrius, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
So what else has caught your eye out here?
Well, you know, the U.S., they released numbers today saying that I believe 2,500 or more than 2,500 men and women soldiers have been killed in Iraq.
That's right.
And I think that's for me, that's pretty disparaging. And it just seems like, I don't know if you get this sense too, have we as Americans, have we kind of I mean, I don't really see that many protests regarding the war. Now, maybe I'm missing it, but here in Chicago, definitely, I mean, you see, like, a few people downtown on the street. But, like, when the war first began, there were, like, massive protests around the country, as large as these, some of these immigrants marches of late. And this war, first we started with weapons of mass destruction. Then we said we're in war because of 9-1-1. Now that's out of the window, and now this is the best place to fight the war against terrorism. And it just seemed like we're just like, as a people in this country, we're just steadily letting Bush and his administration off the hook regarding this war.
You know, it's interesting because when you look at the polls on this, most Americans are unhappy with this war. Most Americans don't want us to be in this war anymore. And the division that is going on appears to be, one of the divisions that seems to be going on, is between the people that are legislatively empowered to make changes about our presence in this war at all, in the Congress and in the Senate. And it appears that largely what we're seeing happen there is showboating events that are designed to determine who's going to win the November elections. You know, but I do think that Americans really, I think that many Americans don't know what to do, don't know if they are. There have been a couple of generations that have passed since there was large activities of people in the street. And
do you think that protesting is still effective?
Uh-huh, absolutely. I think protesting on the undocumented immigrants issue made a difference because the piece of legislation or the component within that legislation that would have criminalized help for an undocumented worker was taken out. So, yeah, large numbers of people going to the street, absolutely, still makes a difference. I think that it's part of the diabolical, something diabolical to tell people that getting in the streets doesn't make a difference. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does. Politicians move on it, and they move in the absence of it. They keep looking to the streets, and if they don't see anything, then they think that they can get away with it. So public opinion, public phone calls, emails, presence in the streets absolutely has an impact, I think.
And like what I mentioned earlier about the BP, I forgot to add the component.
British Petroleum.
Mm-hmm. Right, British Petroleum. Not only did Reverend Jesse Jackson decide to give $40,000 back, he's also calling for a boycott of British Petroleum.
And I think that is something that should happen. I think that people should be shopping at Citgos that are affiliated with Hugo Chavez.
Yes.
You know, and that is something that people can do because I think it is too difficult for people to make the decision that I am not going to buy gas. Although I think that the decision is being made more and more for people. People are buying less gas because they can't afford to.
Exactly.
But they can engage in a political act by not shopping at BP. I don't buy my gas at BP.
I don't know why Reverend Jackson chose BP, though, over Exxon or Chevron, which I believe had far higher profits.
Are there more BP gas stations in Chicago?
There may be more BP gas stations in minority communities.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe that was the thought behind it, because it's hard to protest if there aren't any gas stations in your neighborhood to not buy any gas. So I don't know. It's interesting. So what other do you is there a sense, Demetrius, that the annual conferences that are being held by Push and Reverend Jackson, are they as impactful or effective as they have been in years gone past? Do we see the same type of players? I mean, who was his headline? Who were the headliners at this year's event?
He had Reverend Sharpton, of course,
mm-hmm.
Representative Maxine Waters, had a group of lawyers, and forgive me, their names escape me, But basically, they're challenging certain rulings that have come down recently, including one we talked about earlier in the Supreme Court. I have to look up their names and give them to you in just a minute. But the theme of this one, I think initially the sense of Chicago is that they thought that the conference would not have been as major as it has been before. But this is like the 35th conference, and also this was Reverend Jackson celebrating his 40th year as a civil rights activist.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, thousands of people came out from all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
From he had many delegates of a rainbow push from South Africa, from other African nations, and so I think there's a feeling that you know there's so much going on today, especially as it affects minorities, that we have to come up with new plans to you know kind of like fight all the erosion of our civil liberties.
And we have a midterm election coming up in November.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that there would have been a number of political headliners that would be attending an event like this. Did we see the Hillary Clintons out there? Did we see the Joe Bidens out here? Did we see the Feingolds out here?
Oh, no, we didn't.
so we didn't see any political headliners out here.
No, we didn't. This was more...
Did Bill Clinton show up?
No, he wasn't there either. What you had, though, was you had a lot of corporations coming out for something that I was going to talk about also is that AT&T, the CEO of AT&T, I think his name is Whitcree,
mm-hmm.
He came to the conference and he announced that AT&T was setting up a foundation where they were going to give $100 million to help close the gap in a digital divide for low-income families. And what they're doing with this $100 million, this will be nationwide, but they're starting with 500 families in Chicago. They're providing computer equipment, broadband, and software so that people in these low-income communities can get on the Internet and look for jobs or look for daycare. And I thought that was a significant move. I thought the only misstep there is that you have to be a customer of AT&T to qualify for this.
Yeah, well, I guess that's kind of fair. I mean, you know, that they wouldn't go in and provide it for another type of service provider.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many people that are AT&T members. Mm-hmm. But that's a good step.
Also, excuse me, Habitat for Humanity, I think they're also co-sponsoring this program or they're part of this program. So, I mean, my editor, my boss, Roland Martin, he's really a big proponent of this, is, you know, saying that part of, really a lot of people don't understand the significance of the Internet and, Republicans, they use this for their mailing lists and, you know, to get money moving and generated. And I think a lot of, I don't know if Democrats are really using this tool as effectively as it seems the Republicans.
Well, actually, I think that I read an article the other day and looked at a little report that it appears that when we look at how the Internet is being used, you find more Democratic bloggers out there, and blogs are having quite an impact on defining and sculpting political opinion out there. And when you look at the
makeup, such as yours,
beg your pardon, yeah,
such as yours,
yes.
Yeah.
So you know, we're trying to do a little something. So I think that Republicans perhaps have been more effective, I think, grassroots-wise in organizing, mm-hmm. and utilizing the Internet for that is only part of the 30-year effort that they've engaged in to take advantage of organizing. And the Democrats have been asleep at the wheel on that. asleep big time at the wheel and organizing. And we need to take another break, Demetrius.
Okay.
I am talking to a staff writer with the Chicago Defender, Demetrius Patterson. He's joining us from Chicago. This is Looking Black. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be right back.
For the mayor. For the millions of Africans chained to the slave ships. For the millions of scars on their backs.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else will you go shopping for Father's Day? You can get, how about a treadmill? How about a big screen television? You don't have to go out of town to do it. You don't have to drive to the mall to do it. Get on over to Sears, the only Sears in the city of St. Louis at Union and Natural Bridge. Your dad deserves something special. How about getting something that will last for a lifetime? Get him some Craftsman tools at Sears. I'm Liz Brown. This is an opportunity for you to do something special. Get on over to Sears and tell him I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Houston. The Houston Chronicle is out with a report that says preacher Sun Myung Moon has been a large donor to the Bush family and has apparently received protection from being investigated for criminal activities. Moon's Washington Times Foundation donated $1 million to something called the Greater Houston Community Foundation, which turned around and funneled those contributions to the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Project. There is some thought that the donation was made to get a pardon for a 1982 conviction for tax fraud. A former daughter-in-law has admitted to being involved in money laundering schemes for Moon's Unification Church. Nansuk Hong says she smuggled cash into the United States from South Korea and also knows of many other instances in which suitcases full of money were brought into this country and delivered to businesses operated by Reverend Moon. His activities had been looked into during the 70s, but nothing ever came out of it until the early 1980s when he was convicted of tax fraud and sentenced to 13 months in prison. But even then, the Reagan-Bush administration tried to avoid his prosecution, but was unable to take it out of the hands of New York City prosecutors. When Moon purchased the Washington Times newspaper, he used it as a money laundering endeavor as well. Even right-wing fanatic Jerry Falwell benefited from Reverend Moon's money. His Liberty University ran into financial problems in the mid-90s and got a bailout from an organization called the Christian Heritage Foundation, which had secretly been receiving millions of dollars from another of Moon's organizations. Ironically, Moon's religious views are not on the same plane as Falwell's, as Moon's version of the Bible has Jesus being a failure. It's estimated that George Bush Sr. has received millions of dollars for speaking at various engagements sponsored by Reverend Moon affiliates over the last 20 years. It's also known that Moon has placed millions of dollars in the hands of the North Korean government, which is in direct violation of sanctions that have been in place since the Korean War. Much of this information can be found in the latest book from investigative journalist Robert Perry called Secrecy and Privilege. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Want to help local charities and not-for-profit groups? Want to have a great time doing it? Then head down to Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey in Soulard this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. for a party on the patio. Every week, a different organization receives a portion of the proceeds and all the tips that their volunteer servers can bring in. There's a featured drink each week, free hors d'oeuvres, and live music. Summer fun and helping others has never been so easy. Party on the patio with Patty Long's 9th Street Abbey all summer long. This week's party benefits Soulard Restoration.
Next on Mondays at 9, has the federal government made New Orleans ready for the hurricane season? A new report by the Institute for Southern Studies says that after 9 months, a lack of leadership and resources has left the people of the Big Easy still dangerously vulnerable to another disaster. Nearly one-fifth of the levees damaged last year are not fixed, and pumping systems for low-lying areas have not been tested. Plus, the city is sinking faster than anticipated. A look at this recipe for disaster with Sue Sturgis of Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch on the next edition of Mondays at 9. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest this morning is Demetrius Patterson. He's a staff writer with the Chicago Defender. He's joining us from Chicago. And Demetrius, we're back. We have a few more minutes left here. Anything in Chicago going on that we should know about?
In Chicago? Can you hear me, Liz?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Basically, our biggest story here in Chicago is, Chicago is in the county of Cook County, and we have this president, John Stroger. He's been a Cook County Board president for at least 20 years, I'm sure. I mean, long time Democrat, very powerful African-American male. He had a stroke back in March, and since his stroke, he's kind of went into reclusion. We have our general election. He won a primary, and we have our general election in November. Well, basically, there's been a lot of jockeying for his position. The Republican commissioners of Cook County, they're demanding that Stroger release his medical records to show if he's capable of continuing to run the county government. And as Stroger said that in July, his family said that in July, they would announce if Stroger is planning to continue to hold his post as Cook County president, or if he's going to relinquish that and choose someone to fill his position to the general election. And so this has really been a big brouhaha. We have politicians from the west side of Chicago and from the south side of Chicago fighting for this position, and the man hasn't given up his seat yet. And then we have white Republicans demanding that he release his medical records, totally discarding the HIPAA laws.
He's supposed to release his medical records. Why?
Because they want to know what his condition is. Is he capable of continuing to run the county government? You know, I mean, there's really no precedent for
There's not.
Yeah, for these white Republicans to demand this, but
this has really been a big...
And where's the Democratic Party in this? Is there a party position on this?
It's divided because Stroja has been in this position for so long. He's from the south side of Chicago, and this a black commissioner named Bobby Steele, a lady who's been there almost as long as Stroja, and she hasn't made any bones about wanting that position.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's kind of been like on the fence there. Well, yeah, he has a right to his privacy, but we think he should come out or his family should come out and make a statement about his health, you know. So it's really a political circus here.
So how is something like that resolved?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
How is something like that resolved?
Basically, it is. There's a whole lot of infighting in the Democratic Party. We have a group of ministers who have basically called this commissioner, this black commissioner, Bobby Steele, Mrs. Willie Lynch. And, you know, and this kind of plays in the hands of the Republicans. You know, it's kind of like they're getting their wish to divide and conquer within the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And as far as the Stroja family is concerned, I talked to President Stroja's daughter, Yanni Stroja, quite a bit, and she's like, the family's going to stand their ground. They said that in later July, they will release a statement saying whether their father would continue to hold that post and if he would run in a general election. More than likely, he probably won't run in a general election.
Because he will have to be out in the public if he's going to run.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He had the stroke was pretty massive.
Okay.
So that's one thing that's going on. I want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We have a tradition here in Chicago, which I believe is nationwide now. Maybe you can let me know if you have it also in St. Louis. It's called Real Man Cooking or Real Man Cook.
I think we have something like that. What do you do in Chicago?
Okay. Basically, this is on Sunday. We have like about 200 all male cooks. Well, this is all African American males,
mm-hmm.
and they come out and they share with the community their favorite recipes. You know. They set up grills and tents and just, you know, all kind of dishes from pastries to, you know, meat dishes, vegetarian dishes. And it's just kind of our way of showing, so many negative messages and connotations of African-American men there. And also a lot of people believe that, you know, a lot of African-American men are not in the home. And this is a way to counter that. So usually about 5,000 people come out on Father's Day and partake in food and fellowship.
And where does this take place?
This is taking place at the South Shore Cultural Center.
Okay, and has this been going on for how long?
The event started, it was started by Yvette and Kofi Moyo, M-O-Y-O, and they started it in 1990.
Okay.
So this is going to be the 17th year. I believe in 1999, it actually, the event went national. They started doing it in various cities throughout the country.
Very good. Demetrius Patterson, thank you so much for joining us on Looking Black.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking to you.
My pleasure. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The House is set to vote on an emotional but non-binding resolution. It rejects setting a date to bring the troops home from Iraq. Debate on the issue was bitter at times, and as ABC's Vic Ratner tells us from Capitol Hill, it went late into the night.
Republican Virginia Fox of North Carolina sharply criticizes those who she says would cut and run from Iraq before the job is done.
Republicans want to step up and meet the challenge. It's now time for the Democrats to do the same.
Democrat Lloyd Doggett calls the resolution declaring the U.S. will complete the mission in Iraq a political trick.
The administration offers us only an endless spend and bleed policy.
Pentagon officials provided House members with debate prep books outlining U.S. accomplishments. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
It's been another violent day in Iraq. At least 10 people are dead after a suicide bomber took aim at a Shiite mosque in Baghdad. ABC's Miguel Marquez has details.
The bombing comes at a time when Baghdad is in the middle of a security crackdown. All vehicular traffic is banned today, but it hasn't stopped the violence.
A mortar attack on the outskirts of Baghdad, meanwhile, left at least three people dead. A discouraging report from the government. It comes nearly 5 years after 9/11 and almost a year after Hurricane Katrina. It says that most of the nation's big cities are not prepared to handle a major crisis. Here's ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
In Seattle this week, an intoxicated man apparently slipped past several levels of security and caused a two-hour shutdown of the ferry dock. In Solano County, California, a grand jury criticizes security and emergency response plans there for a lack of coordination. These are the kinds of problems highlighted in the new government report to Congress, calling local response plans all over the country antiquated, uneven, and uncoordinated. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser-drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
Bill Gates is quitting his day job. The founder of Microsoft says by 2008 he won't be running the day-to-day operations of the software giant. He will still be chairman, but he plans to focus on the charitable foundation he and his wife started.
When I get older, losing my head.
Paul McCartney finds out this weekend if you'll still love him when he's 64. The recently separated Beatle turns that age on Sunday. He and his wife Heather, however, recently announced that they're divorcing. A surprise atop the leaderboard at the U.S. Open, Scotland's Colin Montgomery is in first place. He shot a 1-under par 69, a stroke ahead of Phil Mickelson and Jim Furyk. Tiger Woods didn't have that good a day. He finished 6-over par, 7 shots back.
Well, I just got to plod along. If I shoot under par the next couple of days, I'll be right there. You know that this golf course, I mean, if you look at it this way, last year was a lot easier open than it is this year, and there was nobody under par.
Woods recently returned to the tour after the death of his father. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour.
In the news this Friday, government investigators and Praxair are in disagreement over the cause of the major explosion and fire at the company's South St. Louis facility last summer. The U.S. Chemical Safety and Hazard Investigation Board blamed the heat in a report released yesterday. Praxair officials say company inspectors found a faulty valve to be responsible. The federal report recommends gas storage facilities install cooling and sprinkler systems, concrete barriers, and detectors to prevent similar disasters. The funeral is today for a Calhoun County Sheriff's deputy killed in an alleged drunk driving crash. Visitation for Chief Deputy Brian Gibbons was held yesterday. His funeral is this morning at 10 o'clock at Alexander Gubser Funeral Home in Jerseyville. Timothy Roth is charged with drunken driving in the crash that killed Gibbons last week. Governor Matt Blunt is calling on state agencies to work together to investigate deaths at mental health facilities. Blunt has directed the Departments of Mental Health, Public Safety, Social Services, and Health and Senior Services to find ways to cooperate while investigating deaths at state-operated and private facilities. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and Interim Mental Health Director Ron Ditmore will oversee the effort. Missouri Senator Jim Talent is pleased that an amendment banning the burning of the U.S. flag is moving forward. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved the resolution yesterday. Talent says the proposed amendment would protect all actual speech and writing about the United States or the flag and would only ban the physical desecration of the flag. A constitutional amendment requires a two-thirds majority in both the Senate and the House and then must be ratified by three-quarters of the states. Finally this hour, the Show Me State seems to be faring well when it comes to volunteering. A new study released this week ranks Missouri at number 20 for volunteering habits and patterns.
You're seeing some terrific activities, particularly in the area of preparing, distributing, serving food, and fundraising to support nonprofit organizations.
That's David Eisner, the CEO of the Corporation for National and Community Service, which conducted the study. Utah ranked number one in the study. This WGNU News report is brought to you by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Gateway Clean Air Program. Eastbound 40 between Winghaven and K. All roadways are reopened after a lawnmower was blocking traffic lanes earlier. Northbound 55 and 44, there's an accident. Left lane's blocked. Traffic slow near Arsenal. Northbound 270 at 44, look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes at 79, heavy volume there. Westbound 270 from 367 to Old Halls Ferry, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Woods Mill to Mason, look for slow traffic there as well. Westbound 370 at Earth City Expressway, construction has that roadway blocked. And westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge, right lanes blocked for paving operations. And eastbound 40 on Poplar Street Bridge, you've got two right lanes blocked. So that creates some problems going into downtown, so expect some delays. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Gateway Clean Air Program. The Gateway Clean Air Program, educating motorists on the benefits of following the manufacturer's suggested maintenance schedules. GatewayCleanAir.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Mostly sunny day, high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 74. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, has the federal government made New Orleans ready for the hurricane season? A new report by the Institute for Southern Studies says that after 9 months, a lack of leadership and resources has left the people of the Big Easy still dangerously vulnerable to another disaster. Nearly one-fifth of the levees damaged last year are not fixed, and pumping systems for low-lying areas have not been tested. Plus, the city is sinking faster than anticipated.
A look at this recipe for disaster with Sue Sturgis of Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Please don't forget this Saturday, tomorrow, Urban Institute with Irene J. Smith and myself. Whew, we have much business to attend to, so coming out to the Urban Institute with Irene J. Smith and myself at 9 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, 1020 North Taylor. That is the address. Come on out to the Urban Institute, U of I. We have much business to attend to. That's 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so I look forward to seeing you there. Also, the fire organization, their charity arm, is having their fourth annual golf tournament at the Grand Marias golf course out in East St. Louis. $70 gets you everything that you need. Your golf fees, your cart, your prizes, your food, your drink, all of that for $70. There's just a few spaces left. You need to really, this is for the charity wing of the organization Fire. It's all good. It's all good. So this Saturday, going out to the Grand Marias Golf Course at East St. Louis and participate in the fourth annual Fire Charity Golf Tournament. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Kathy, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. I just wanted to let you know that the Teachers Union endorsed Barkins.
Oh, really? They endorsed Amber Barkins?
Yeah, Amber Barkins.
Really?
To tell you about it later.
Really? Interesting. So for the fourth senatorial race, the Teachers Union has endorsed Amber Boykins.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it is.
Interesting. So Yaffet didn't get it.
No.
Jeff Smith didn't get it.
No.
Kenny Jones didn't get it. And
no.
Gambaro didn't get it.
No.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Are you satisfied with that?
Yes, I'll get back to you.
Yes. Oh, I'm just asking it. And,
yes.
And,
Very much so.
Interesting. All right, Kathy.
Okay, take care.
Uh-huh. One 920 WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. I was looking at an article today, and I think that there is a message in this. I truly do. I think that there is a message in this story. I truly do. It's in USA Today. And, in fact, I think that there is a big message in this story. How do I frame this? Well, I think that the first component of this story is the issue of don't give your stuff away for free. Don't give your stuff away for free, I think. And people don't respect it if you give your stuff away for free is the other part of this story. For those of y'all that are familiar with the hip-hop culture and rappers out here, you know that a lot of folks from Jay-Z, the 50 Cent, Lil' Kim, and Trina, what do they all have in common? What do they all sing about? Jay-Z sings about Cristal. Cristal forever play the crib when it's mink weather. 50 Cent, I play the bar with 8 bottles all night, getting right, teaching the hood rats that Cristal tastes like, what Cristal tastes like. Okay? Lil' Kim, I sip Cristal and Land Cruise, receive all the oohs and ahs, the jewels and the cars. Trina, you done forgot who introduced you to the rocks and popping all that, Chris. My question to all of y'all that are out here wailing on Cristal, what Cristal ever done for you? You out here giving free publicity to this Cristal, pushing alcohol, talking about how the world changes with you spending $450 to $600 a bottle for some booze. Okay, I think that's madness. I understand $600 for a purse. I don't understand $600 for some booze. I don't understand $600 for some booze. But okay, y'all out there popping and rhyming and moving and grooving and singing about Cristal. How's Cristal feel about y'all? Well, let me tell you. Cristal, let me see. Frederick Rosad, the managing director of the company that produces Cristal, was being interviewed in a magazine called The Economist. Rizard said the company viewed the affection for his company's champagne from rappers and their fans. We view that with curiosity and serenity, like they're watching puppies in a puppies. Or polar bears at the zoo. asked by the magazine if the association between Cristal and the bling-bling lifestyle could be detrimental, Rousard says, "That's a good question. But what can we do? We can't forbid people from buying it. I'm sure Don Perignon or Huguer would be delighted to have their business." That was pretty good, wasn't it? That wasn't too bad. That wasn't too bad. In other words, they said, take your nasty money elsewhere because we ain't trying to associate with none of y'all. That's the other accent. That's the other accent. That's what they were saying to all y'all rappers out there that gave them that free stuff. Why are you giving away your stuff for free? Four people, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, Lil' Kim, and Trina. All y'all gave much, much, much publicity to some folks that said, and I quote, "I am sure Don Perignon or Kruger would be delighted to have their business." That's not bad, Howard. That wasn't bad, was it? That wasn't too bad. You know, the French said, bump y'all. We ain't trying to get your business. Take your funky little $500 and go buy you some Dom Perignon. Because we ain't interested. You dirtying up our label. Jay-Z got it. He pulled the champ. That's the guy on Futurama. How does he pronounce it? Champagne. He pulled his champagne. He pulled Cristal from his lounges and his sports bars. And he says, y'all racist. Well, you shouldn't have been giving him free stuff. Did you get a contract with them before you began singing their praises? Did they give you a little something-something to have all that Cristal at $450 and $600 a bottle in your lounge? Did they give you a little something-something? You have your business manager work out some kind of deal before you gave your stuff away from free? They showed you what they thought of you. I mean, I appreciate your act now, Mr. Jay-Z, pulling his stuff from your bar. But shame on you. That's what happens when you give your stuff away for free. Ask the people who were born and raised in Haiti what the French think of them. And then look at the people in Haiti, and then look at the mirror at yourself and draw the connection about how they feel about you. Ask Oprah how she fared. Well, what is Oprah, the number one person on Forbes' list? It ain't Castro. It's Oprah. Ask Oprah how she was treated. Ask the French babies that were out there protesting and changing the world about how they are treated in France, how France treats them. Baby, sit here. And the manager of Cristal said, "I view it with curiosity and serenity." That's a good question. But what can we do? We can't forbid people from buying it. I am sure Don Perignon or Kruger would be delighted to have their business. Their business. Huh. 4540400 is my phone number. 4546609 is my fax. Tyrone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You know, it's not shocking. It's not shocking at all. I mean, you know, a lot of these companies have had views like this for a long time. If you remember a few years back, Busta Rhymes was being paid by Sprite. You know, he did a couple of commercials for Sprite, and then, you know, what was his hit song that came out? And
but at least he got paid before he did it. That's my point.
Right, but see, he was advertising for Sprite, and then he came out with the song Pass the Cavassier.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when sales for Cabassier, you know, went through the roof.
And how much did he get for Cabassier? did he get a Cabassier nickel? No, he did not.
No, he got to pay so much money for Cabassier every time he goes to the club.
That's what I'm talking about. He doesn't even get Cabassier free. That's right. Just foolishness.
Foolishness. Yep. And it just goes back to, you know, what a lot of people say, you know, when, you know, we don't hear a lot of airtime from people like Dead Prez or Common or people like that who, you know.
I don't know. I heard an interview with one of the members of Dead Prez that really troubled me mightily. Feels like an effort that they're moving towards trying to get some of that commercial play. I don't know. I don't know. So, I mean, I'm the old stuff, I'm with you. Tyrone, I'm sorry to say that, it hurts my heart to do that. But I heard an interview with one of the members, and I can't remember his name. I have to get that information. I talked to a friend of mine about it, and we were like,
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. That's all. I know. Sorry.
That hurts.
I know. I'm sorry. Thanks for your call, Tyrone.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609. That is my fax. Get up and get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Well, I was just getting ready to talk about Dead Prez because it was a documentary on cable on one of the so-called Black in Stars Network.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a documentary on Dead Prez. They had a concert up in, I believe, Oakland, California. And in part of their concert, they had Fred Hampton Jr., the son of Fred Hampton, making a brief speech. It was like the day after, or several days after, Tookie Williams was assassinated by the California government. And I thought that, you know, I've always admired the Dead Prez. I can't never find their music, but you just mentioned something about an interview that you heard. Can you give kind of like the gist of the interview?
I can give you my sense when I walked away from the interview after listening to it, and I talked with a good friend of mine, and he is, you know, very knowledgeable in the whole rap piece, and we talk about things like that, and I can give you my sense of it. I was very disappointed of the questions that were asked by the interviewer, and, you know, Dead Prez didn't have any control over the questions that were being asked, but his response to them should have been far more clearing of the type, like, the interviewer, all he wanted to talk about was his mother who was in jail. You know, and there was there is an effort afoot to try and bring their music mainstream. Because the questions were like, you know, you used to be like this, now you're going to be like this type of a thing. So that was my sense of it, Aleem. I don't remember the specifics of it. I'd have to think on it some more to try to recall those. But I walked away, and particularly after talking to my friend about it, with disappointment and concern that they're walking back, they're trying to walk in another direction.
Because we need those progressive rap groups to counterattack all this bling bling and partying and our sisters men half naked on videos.
Mm.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good morning.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Front page of the Chicago Tribune today. How many years do you think the woman who put the finger in the bowl of Wendy's chili in an attempt to get money? How many years you think she got? Howard, how many years you think she got? She was sentenced today. How many years do you think she got? 2 years? Nope. 9 years. 9 years. She got sentenced to 9 years. Now, tell me, that's not the impact of the food industry out there. That is not the impact of the food. You know, come on. 9 years? 9 years you got out here for doing that? Yeah, it was wrong. Yeah, you should be punished. But 9 years? Come on. In fact, as a result of these cases and other cases, major fast food chains have established what they call their rapid response teams that are dispatched at the first hint of such claims. Remember the somebody found a mouse in some Wendy's stuff? I think it was a mouse, or maybe it was a mouse. They had CIS type of investigations going on. They opened up the little mouse and they opened up his lungs and they realized that there wasn't any food in his lungs. So like if he had drowned in the stuff that they found him in, there would have been food. And they found a little mouse sized concussion on his head. And that's what killed him. Try to make a television show out of that. Mouse CIS. Animal CIS. Ooh, 9 years. Nine years. That's awful. That's awful. That's too much. It's too much. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north to the south and east.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else are you going to go shopping for your dad for Father's Day? You're going to get on down to Sears, and you're going to go to the one in your community right here in the city of St. Louis at Union and Natural Bridge. Come on, get something special for your dad. Put it on your Sears card. Everybody has a Sears card. Get on down to Sears. Buy him a tractor. Buy him a lawnmower. Buy him a big screen television. Buy him a TV set. There's some incredible deals on TV sets going on right now at Union and Natural Bridge at the Sears. My name is Liz Brown. When you get down there to buy your dad something special for Father's Day, please tell him I told you to.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Did you know that JD Computer Sales and Service has reconditioned Dell computers for only $200? It's true. The best part, they're fully upgraded and 100% guaranteed. Call JD Computer Sales and Service today. 314-600-1977. 314-600-1977. Or stop by Friesen Flea Market, 7025 St. Charles Rock Road, this Friday and Saturday from 9 until 9. JD Computer Sales and Service. Gotta get one now.
Maple Temple Church of God in Christ presents its regular multimedia Sunday night radio broadcast at 8 o'clock every week here on WGNU. District Superintendent John Watson invites you to lift your spirit with prayer, preaching, teaching, and singing live from the sanctuary of Maple Temple, 5159 Maple Avenue. Catch the Maple Temple radio broadcast Sunday nights at 8 o'clock here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's new Bottomless Bowls. Westbound 370 at Earth City Expressway, left lane's closed due to construction. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 from 270 to Mason, look for slight delays. Southbound 270 at Olive and 40, look for traffic being slow in the right lane from the Redo on in. Look for some kind of a delay there. Westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge, they've got paving operations, as well as eastbound 40, they have paving operations. Several lanes are closed, so just use caution and expect some delays. All your approaches onto the Poplar Street Bridge at this hour are stacked up. So take your time, add a little extra time in your travel this morning. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Fazoli's new bottomless bowls. Introducing Fazoli's new bottomless bowls. All you can eat bowls of spaghetti with hearty meat or marinara sauce, or Fazoli's fettuccine with cheesy Alfredo sauce, and all for just $3.49. New bottomless bowls for a limited time only at Fazoli's. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-90s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, highs in the upper 80s. And Sunday, Father's Day, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies. Our temperature right now is sitting at 75 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 75. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Did you know that JD Computer Sales and Service has reconditioned Dell computers for only $200? It's true. The best part, they're fully upgraded and 100% guaranteed. Call JD Computer Sales and Service today, 314-600-1977, 314-600-1977, or stop by Friesen Flea Market, 7025 St. Charles Rock Road, this Friday and Saturday from 9 until 9. JD Computer Sales and Service, gotta get one now.
Coming up Tuesday on the Wake Up Call, we examine how the American media abdicated its responsibility and let President Bush have his way during the entire presidency. Why did the press never call the hand of those who violated the trust of the country? Was it because they could lose their seat on Air Force One or at the White House press pool? Journalist Eric Boehler takes a critical look at his profession with his new book, Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. And he's Liz Brown's special guest Tuesday morning at 7 here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Yes, Christine, good morning.
I called to talk about something, but I wanted to comment on what you were talking about, the fast food, about the woman who got 9 years. There was another case where there was a man and wife, and they had ethnic-sounding names like Italian or Latino. And the man got 12 years, and the woman, I believe she got 7 or 9 years. And Liz, in both cases, I don't think they got any money. I think they were attempting to get money. And compare their sentences with these criminal enterprise offenders and these crooked politicians at what kind of sentencing they received. And they got lots of money. So it's just crookedness. Oh, it's just outrageous. I mean, I'm not condoning them. I'm just comparing the cases. And I heard you mention earlier that you had gone to see, I think, X-Men, and you enjoyed it.
I sure did.
I heard an interview with the male star, and I believe he's from Australia.
Hugh Jackman.
And the interviewer asked him, he said, I think that movie has sort of political undertones. And he said, he told her that she was correct, he said, because those characters came out about 60 years ago, and they were based on Malcolm X and the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
So
isn't that something? I didn't know anything about that.
I didn't know anything about that. Didn't know anything about that either. I like the movie. I think that, well, the movie, I mean, when you understand what X-Men is all about, it does challenge the idea of intolerance. It's all about, and when you listen to the language in the movie, it's about whether society is going to accept people as they are, and the people in this case are mutants. It is a discussion of tolerance and intolerance. It is a discussion of looking at people and deciding that they shouldn't have any rights. Some of the scenes in the movies take place in the halls of Congress with the the original one. One of the debates, the first scenes was a debate coming out of Congress about whether or not mutants should have to register like undocumented workers have to register. So it does deal with issues of intolerance or discuss them and our response to people that are different. So, yeah, I can see that. I absolutely can see that.
And while we're on the movies, I wanted to say that Danny Glover, I think he's a superb actor, and I think that he should have gotten an Academy Award for The Color Purple and every other movie he's been in because he is a superb actor, but I don't think he'll get one now because he's in politics or political, so I don't know if you think he might stand a chance of getting an Oscar now.
Marlon Brando did.
Well,
terrible
time.
I understand. I understand. But yes, politics isn't the reason why Danny Glover wouldn't get an Oscar. Race would be the reason why Danny Glover wouldn't get an Oscar. It ain't politics. Because there are too many people in Hollywood that during the McCarthy times were getting or got awards after the McCarthy times or during the McCarthy times and things like that. Marlon Brando, who he refused an Oscar, and he still got another Oscar after that. So, no, I think that it's not going to be politics that preclude him from getting an Oscar.
Well, I don't know, because like I said, that you had this other guy
who
got an Oscar. He's black. What is his name? Washington.
Denzel. You don't know Denzel Washington's name?
I do, but sometimes...
Some other guy? That's Denzel. Yeah, Denzel guy.
And I think that Danny Glover is a far better actor. That's just my opinion.
I think that they both are great actors. I think that they both are tremendous actors.
Well, I sure hope Danny Glover gets his due.
All right.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Darius.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Since you're on the subject of movies,
have
you ever heard the follow-up about the lady that wrote The Matrix and she was suing the movie industry?
Apparently you don't listen to my show every single day. I've had her on my show.
Yeah, I was there on the interview. I asked the question.
Oh, okay.
I'm just asking about the follow-up. Have you heard anything?
I went to her website, and in fact, it's interesting that you asked that. I went to her website a couple of weeks ago to look to see if there was any updated information. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see any.
Okay.
I
wanted to know.
Okay.
Let me ask you something else. Have you ever watched, you know, this? They got a new cable channel, 13. Have you ever watched Out There TV?
Out There TV?
Uh-uh. Okay, it's a little program. It talks about, it's like a conspiracy theory, as they claim, you know, paranoia. But it talks about different issues about of the politics and by Bush and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Channel 13. If you got cable,
Charter. That sounds like Charter. Is that Charter?
I got DirecTV.
DirecTV. Okay.
But it's most likely to probably be on Charter because it is in Missouri.
Out There TV. Okay. I will check that out.
It comes on at 3 o'clock every day.
In the morning or in the afternoon?
In in the evening.
In the afternoon.
So if you're ever at home, just take a peek at it. You got Channel 30.
I don't have to be at home. I have TiVo. I can do anything in the world I want to. With
well, then catch it when you catch it.
Okay.
Thanks, Darius. I don't have to watch anything when they tell me that it's on. I have TiVo. Can't tell me what to do anymore. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. Yes, we are. We have much, much, much to talk about, and we're not done. Don't forget tomorrow, Urban Institute, Irene J. Smith and myself, be there at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Continental breakfast will be served 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, 1020 North Taylor, Urban Institute, U of I. Stay with us.
Leave your doors alone. Be their own piece of clay. Oh, everybody wants somebody to be their own.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun as we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your companion animals. Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof. Hi, I'm Laurie Falkerson. Join me every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU. You'll enjoy hearing stories of people who are making the difference in the lives of others. Join me, Laurie Falkerson, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Washington. The Supreme Court yesterday made a huge change in search and seizure procedures when it handed down a ruling that said any evidence seized at a home can be used in a trial, even if police do not knock and announce their presence. This goes against a century-old rule that held evidence discovered during an unlawful search cannot be used in court, which was based on the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches. The case concerned a Detroit man whose house was entered by police to search for drugs and firearms. Authorities had a warrant, announced their presence, and after 5 seconds went through an unlocked door. The defendant, Booker Hudson, argued that police did not wait a reasonable time before entering and that evidence discovered should be suppressed. Otherwise, police will not be prevented from barging into homes. Rocks of crack cocaine were found in the residence. He was originally convicted, but his appeal to the Supreme Court found sympathy with Justice Sandra Day O'Connor before she retired, and the High Court agreed to hear the case. The court deadlocked on the matter after she retired, and it was reheard last month with Samuel Alito on the bench, and he gave the 5-4 majority ruling. This is your wake-up call Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Listen very closely to the music of the night. The music of the most spellbinding experience in theater history. The music of the Phantom of the Opera. Now you are invited to fall captive to all the music, the power, and the passion. The Phantom of the Opera, the phenomenon that has captivated millions the world over, is at the Fox Theater in the U.S. Bank Broadway series now through July 1st only. Get tickets at the Fox box office, all MetroTix outlets, MetroTix.com, or call 314-534-1111. Welcomed by American Airlines. There's only one Phantom, and you've waited long enough.
Praise the Lord, Radio Land. This is Bishop John Blue, inviting you to listen every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 for the Jesus Only Church of God of the Apostolic Faith broadcast. We are living in a time when God is moving in His mighty ways, and I am encouraging you to listen and believe so that you might receive the blessings of God has for you every Saturday afternoon at 1:30 right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Next, on Mondays at 9, has the federal government made New Orleans ready for the hurricane season? A new report by the Institute for Southern Studies says that after 9 months, a lack of leadership and resources has left the people of the Big Easy still dangerously vulnerable to another disaster. Nearly one-fifth of the levees damaged last year are not fixed, and pumping systems for low-lying areas have not been tested. Plus, the city is sinking faster than anticipated. A look at this recipe for disaster with Sue Sturgis of Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, no me quedo atrás, porque quiero amarte más y más.
¿Para dónde vas,
muchacha?
¿Para dónde vas?
Ah, can't you just see yourself in the club moving to that one? Can't you just see yourself moving to that one? This is Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Hey, I was listening to your interview with your guest from The Defender in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the convention that Push had.
Mm-hmm.
And you were asking about the Democratic representation there.
Mm-hmm.
Asked about the heavy-headed politicians, and
mm-hmm.
it seemed like he keyed in on AT&T sending a rep there
mm-hmm.
pretty heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, kind of keyed in on just the American society in general and the hijacking of our political system by the corporations, and just thought, like, man, you know what? The political system has been hijacked by the corporations, and now it seems like, excuse me, that a lot of our social organizations are going down that same path where I guess they see the writing on the wall, so to speak, that, whoa, that's where the real power lies.
Or money lies for the power. Absolutely. And I guess the question also has to be, if you are going to be a social organization that impacts upon social policies, do you not have relationships with corporations that also impact upon social policies? Do you not try to influence those organizations or create partnerships with them in order that they behave in a way that they need to behave? What do
right.
you do as a social organization? What do we do?
Right.
I mean, if you are an organization that purports to be a think tank organization as opposed to an activist organization, then I would question the alliance with a AT&T
yes.
or a Cracker Barrel or something like that. But if you are an activist organization, what do you do?
Yes. I look at those type of relationships, and my biggest concern is who's leading who.
Mm-hmm.
Who's influencing who? You know, your big issue that you were making, and I kind of keyed in on, was that back in the 60s, and even this immigration issue, when the politicians saw those numbers in the streets, when they saw those peoples in the streets, they noticed.
Mm-hmm.
They took notice. And, you know, and that was the point I kind of took from that. It was like, hey, you know, when they saw the people in the street, they took notice and things got done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they stood up and paid attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not seeing that now.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those organizations, that's what they were very good at,
mm-hmm.
organizing the people, getting the people out in masses and getting them focused on those issues. And we're getting away from that. I ain't saying we're getting away from it. We've gotten away from that.
Mm-hmm.
In a big way.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the discussions that was part of the discussion that we had this morning was how those are viewed. And I think that there is an underlying message out there by some people, and even I think it's an embedded message that is taught in schools to a certain extent, that that's old school.
You know, there's another way of protesting. Well, you need to show that to me, because when you get enough people out in the street, sometimes even if you get a small number of people out in the street on a regular basis, that changes things.
Yes, ma'am.
So it does. It does matter. It's not old school from the perspective of you don't need to do it anymore.
Yes, ma'am. And again, that's a big societal shift that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we're paying for it.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
We're paying for it. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Maurice. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Al.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Liz. I enjoy your show. The reason for my call is that I have been on sort of a campaign talking to different organizations as well as grassroots as well as a national organization on human rights. And what I'm trying to do is bring attention to something that happened to me in my home in the middle of the night, whereas I believe where law enforcement came into my home and they chloroformed me and they injected a chip in my body and they constantly monitor everywhere I go. Originally, as well as now, it was mainly just stalking me. Everywhere I would go, there would be undercover policemen. And now it's like there's a single person that drives around that has some type of device that monitors everywhere I go. I do videography, photography, and I have caught police in certain positions that don't look favorable to them. And I made complaints all over the place. It's been going on since Christmas with the monitoring electronically, but prior to that, I could not go any place without police following me. I reported it.
How do you know that you have been chipped?
Because of a lot of different symptoms. I'm a technology oriented person. I work on computer equipment. I do all types of stuff dealing with technology. I have taste in my mouth that deals with electronic, like if you were to put a battery to your tongue, it vibrates when they want to find my position. I saw them when they did it on the way, when they were chloroforming me. I figured out how they were able to get into my home. Everyone I seem to deal with in the situation seems to either terminate their conversation with me after a phone call, or somewhere down the road their home is being invaded and nothing's taken. Even in my home, there's been several times where someone has come into my home and I cannot find anything taken because I've intentionally left things a certain way to make sure that no one, it's almost like a...
Well, it seems to me that if there is the physical
yeah.
evidence of something or some entity chipping you, then that seems like that would be easy to establish.
And
one other thing that it seems to me in the era of all kinds of surveillance technology that is out there that is difficult to discover, that there seems to me that there would be relatively easy to obtain the evidence that you need to establish that somebody is coming into your home unbeknownst to you and messing about, particularly again, if we're talking local, if we're talking it's not the movies. I mean, these are not the top of the food chain type of super, super, super secret people. Seems to me that the evidence would be relatively easy to establish, and people are not going to buy into this absent some type of proof of this. I'm talking about the type of proof of, okay, I wasn't at home. Here's the tape of somebody coming in my house.
Okay.
That kind of proof. I was chipped. Here is where it is. Here's how they dug it out. And this is what they dug out when they found it. That's the proof.
I'm glad you say that, Liz,
mm-hmm.
because I have made every attempt to go to medical professionals.
Well, okay.
I've taken x-rays.
Mm-hmm.
I've not had access to them. I've talked to physicians who will no longer talk about it once I've given them my whole story.
Mm-hmm.
If you have information or contacts, I would most willingly, I will willingly participate in anything that you have that can assist me.
Okay. I personally don't have anything that can assist you. I can only give you a couple of suggestions about how to create the evidence, and I've just done that. So it's all about the proof.
Okay.
It's all about the proof.
Let young people know.
All right.
It's possible.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, folks, I'm going to be back in the next hour with just a little bit of a discussion about an option that you have for a Father's Day gift. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution through the air, brother.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. A discouraging report from the government nearly 5 years after the 9/11 attacks and almost a year after Hurricane Katrina. Most cities still aren't ready for another crisis, natural or man-made. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
Chances are your town is woefully unprepared to cope with a big disaster, according to the government analysis requested by the president and delivered to Congress. Local disaster response plans are antiquated and uncoordinated, says the report, cause for profound concern. The study finds communities along the East Coast are more prepared because of their experience with hurricanes, but generally lack of planning by most cities will, in the words of the report, extract a severe penalty in the middle of a crisis. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Could be another emotional day in the House. Members are now debating a non-binding resolution on an Iraq withdrawal plan. ABC's Vic Ratner says it got downright personal at times last night.
Deep divisions were showing in the House as Speaker Dennis Hastert launched the first extended debate in 4 years on the Iraq war.
We must stand firm in our commitment to fight terrorism and the evil inflicts throughout the world.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi insists the war in Iraq is diverting resources from going after Osama bin Laden.
This is a war that is a grotesque mistake.
While many House members went to the White House for a presidential picnic, others stayed to continue the debate. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
A vote could come later today. At least 10 people were killed in a suicide bombing today at a Baghdad mosque. A mortar attack on the city's outskirts killed at least 3. The richest man in history is quitting his day job. Bill Gates is giving up the day-to-day control of Microsoft in 2008 to focus on his charitable foundation. ABC News financial contributor Melody Hobson isn't surprised.
Pioneers are just that. They like to conquer one mountain and go to another. And I think he sees a great opportunity here to really change the world.
This is ABC News.
Thanks to Lowe's, there's never been a better time to build a deck than right now. Hurry in for new low prices on select treated lumber. Get a $50 gift card by mail-in rebate when you purchase over $500 worth of Choice Deck composite decking. Get 10% off all decking components and patio furniture. All gas grills are also 10% off. Plus, get free propane exchange and assembly. Use your Lowe's consumer credit card and ask for 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, June 14th through July 9th. Offers may vary. See store for details. For the deck you've always wanted, hurry to Lowe's. Let's build something together.
The latest technology in headache medicine isn't an ingredient. It's a whole. Extra strength Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. The only pain reliever designed with laser-drilled holes to release medicine. Holes that get the medicine out of the pill and into your body faster than ever before. Stop. Think. Tylenol Rapid Release Gels. Take only as directed.
Tiger Woods is hoping for a better round today at the U.S. Open. He was 6-over par yesterday. That ties his worst opener at a major. ABC's Todd Ant has more from Wingfoot in Mamaroneck, New York.
It wasn't for a lack of competitive playing time or the difficult Wingfoot course. Tiger Woods feels his 6-over 76 score came from an uncooperative putter.
I expected to be a little bit on the rusty side, but I really felt good. As I said, the only thing that really
got my round off to such a bad start was just not adjusting to the greens.
Tiger is seven shots back in the way the course is playing. A low second round could put him right back in the hunt. Woods has never missed a major cut.
Scotland's Colin Montgomery finished first yesterday, one under par. He's just ahead of Phil Mickelson and Jim Furyk. As if filling up your gas tank isn't painful enough, now there is word that the fumes from the pump are hazardous to your health. It's the additive MTBE, which research shows may cause cancer if it's inhaled. Some oil companies add it to gas to protect the environment. Dow up 6 points and NASDAQ down two. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a St. Louis man will be sentenced in July for shooting a police officer. Torrey Miller was convicted yesterday of assault on an officer and armed criminal action in the 2002 shooting of St. Louis police officer Robert Miller, no relation to the convicted shooter. This was the second trial in the case. Last December, a judge declared a mistrial after a jury failed to reach a verdict. A St. Charles man is charged with statutory rape. 26-year-old Charles Newman faces two counts of statutory sodomy and one count of statutory rape for alleged sexual conduct with a teenage girl. Newman is being held on $600,000 bond. Opponents of the new Missouri voter ID law are speaking out. Several clergy, minority, and civic groups are upset with the law requiring voters to bring a photo ID to the polls. Reverend Tommy Pearson with Metropolitan Congregations United says the intent of this bill isn't to prevent voter fraud.
I think the intent of this bill is to simply disenfranchise a lot of voters. Voters who traditionally will not fight, you know, obstacles. If you place any kind of obstacle in their way, they just will go on home and won't worry about it.
Supporters of the measure say it'll help fight voter fraud. Opponents believe the law will keep minorities, the disabled, and the elderly who don't have a driver's license away from the polls. The new requirement will be in place for the November elections. Several area road construction projects are set to get underway. The Missouri Highways and Transportation Commission awarded the projects to local contractors at its meeting this week. The projects include the replacement of the I-170 bridge over Olive, repairs and restructuring on parts of Highway 94, installation of intelligent transportation system devices on I-44 from St. Louis to Six Flags, and the widening of a stretch of I-70 in O'Fallon. Finally this hour, there's a new resource for prostate cancer patients and their families. US2 International and the YME National Breast Cancer Organization have teamed up to create the Partners Program, which provides information and support for those affected by prostate cancer. Nearly 4,000 men in Missouri are expected to be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year. More information about the Partners Program is online at www.ustoo.org. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Fazoli's new bottomless bowls. Introducing Fazoli's new bottomless bowls. All you can eat bowls of spaghetti with hearty meat or marinara sauce. Or Fazoli's fettuccine with cheesy Alfredo sauce. And all for just $3.49. New bottomless bowls for a limited time only at Fazoli's. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. There are a number of construction projects going on throughout the major metropolitan area and the county area, so just use caution as you roll up to those construction zones. Eastbound 40 at Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some delays due to paving operations. Those will cause some delays coming into downtown, as well as westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. There are paving operations going on as well. The I-70 reversible lanes are closed, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, tires are an important part of your vehicle. If you need tires through July 31st, get a $50 gas card with the purchase of any four new tires at participating Toyota dealers. Visit ToyotaOwnersOnline.com for details. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, mostly sunny today, high in the mid-90s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-70s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are likely on Father's Day with a high in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 85 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. This up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
At 9, has the federal government made New Orleans ready for the hurricane season? A new report by the Institute for Southern Studies says that after 9 months, a lack of leadership and resources has left the people of the Big Easy still dangerously vulnerable to another disaster. Nearly one-fifth of the levees damaged last year are not fixed, and pumping systems for low-lying areas have not been tested. Plus, the city is sinking faster than anticipated. A look at this recipe for disaster with Sue Sturgis of Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and in case you didn't know, I'm going to give you the heads up. Father's Day is this weekend. What have you gotten for your dad? What are you doing for your dad? What are you going to be getting for your dad? Well, trying to put some ideas out here for you. What are some options? What are some considerations that you need to make when you are choosing something for your father for Father's Day? If your father is anything like my father, outdoors type of guy, always trying to do something around the house, always trying to do something around the yard, always looking for the best thing to make that happen. And we have an option for you, an opportunity for you this morning. And to facilitate that conversation and to tell you what that option is, I have Pat Simpson. Pat Simpson is with HGTV, where lots of us spend lots and lots and lots of time watching and learning, and also a spokesman for Briggs & Stratton. He's joining us from Orange Beach, Alabama, to talk about a Father's Day option. Pat, good morning.
Wow, based on what you've just described, Liz, I could be your dad. Good morning to
good
you.
Morning.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. I hope I don't lose you. I'm in the hills of East Tennessee. We're working on another remodel up here, and I'm hoping to be home in time for Father's Day.
I hope so, too. Tell us about this option that we have for dads that like to do stuff.
Yeah, one of the greatest things that we've thought of, and I'm speaking from personal experience, obviously, is a tool that I use almost as often as I do my cordless drill, and that is a pressure washer. A lot of people think that pressure washers are used for commercial purposes only, but consumers are just loving pressure washers. I mean, there's literally hundreds of uses for them, anything from simply cleaning your deck or your driveway or the siding on your house. And they're very affordable and very user-friendly. So, you know, most any dad would love to have a pressure washer.
And when you talk about the uses that you have with a pressure washer, talk to us about some of the things that we don't think of to use a pressure washer for.
How about making, what do you call it, crop circles in your neighbor's wheat field?
That's for a late-night project, okay.
That would be impressive, joke, wouldn't it? No. Pressure washers, you know, as I said, the typical uses would be for cleaning your driveway or your deck, or maybe even washing the tires on your car. But they're also used for things like cleaning grime, depending on the part of the country in which you live. And of course, we're a national television show, and your listeners are hundreds of miles wide as well. Depending on that reason, you may be cleaning your ATV equipment, your mm-hmm. snowmobile equipment, your four wheelers, your motorcycles, your Harleys, your scooters. Whatever you ride, cleaning gutters. If your gutters are clogged during the fall, you can put attachments on them where you can clean the debris out of your gutters. You can clean your vinyl siding with them. If you have what I call dirt daubers or mud daubers or wasp nests that are too high to reach and you feel a little uncomfortable about being stung, you can put the proper nozzle on it and knock those wasp nests down and get rid of those. So,
and that's the other—that's the other cool thing about a pressure washer. When you normally think of one, you think of okay, there's only it's like has a really wide spray to it, but there are attachments that really can make you target stuff.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, Briggs & Stratton calls theirs the Project Pro nozzle, and it pretty much just takes the guesswork out of which nozzle should I use on a driveway. You're going to use a fan tip nozzle, which creates a wide flat spray. For more aggressive water pressure, you're going to use a straight shooter type of spray. So the Project Pro nozzles break all that down for you, and those come included in the package with that pressure washer. And I think you're probably going to spend around, what, $350 or so for a 2,500 PSI or pound per square inch, and that's really all you need.
And the other, I live in St. Louis, Missouri, and in the Midwest, unlike I think a lot of places on the West Coast and on the East Coast, a lot of our homes are brick.
Right.
We everywhere you go in St. Louis are brick homes. You can use these for, these are really, really useful for cleaning brick.
Depending on how much shade you have on your house, oftentimes mold and mildew can grow on brick or on the mortar joints of the brick. That what used to be a nice fresh-looking mortar joint becomes a little dull-looking. Well, you're right. The pressure washer can be used to clean all of that grime off of the brick or the mortar joints, absolutely. And some people take the vines, if they're changing the look of their house and they've previously had vines or ivy growing on the brick, you know how it clings to the brick,
mm-hmm.
they decide to pull that ivy off and go with a different look. Then you're left with all the root structure and root system on the brick. A pressure washer will knock that off in a flash.
And the other cool part about it is that there's another attachment that adds a scrubber to it, too. So if it's not enough to spray, you can use a scrubber with it.
Yeah, it's an oscillating spray. It's almost like a self-motor-driven head that you put on there. It has a cam system in it, so when the water pressure goes through it, it creates a circular motion, and it throws that circular motion onto your concrete or onto your brick and kind of beefs it up a bit. So there are certainly more than one or two or three options.
And the other piece of it is that I'm certain that it's true in Alabama. A lot of folks spend a whole lot of time washing and taking care of their cars and their boats. These are ideal for that.
Cars and boats, and of course down where we live now, where we're working along the Gulf Coast, we're still doing a lot of cleanup from our hurricane du jour, and we've got a lot of that cleanup going on. So yeah, cars, boats, trucks, vehicles, as I said earlier, ATVs, jet skis, depending on the lake in which your boat sits, you know, you're going to get grime on it. That's just the nature of the beast. So the two happiest days for a man or a woman when it comes to boats is the day they buy the boat and the day they sell the boat, right? Because there's always maintenance. But, yeah, you can knock the grime off of boats very easily with it.
And the other piece of this is I guess people some people would have the question of, well, okay, I spend this money for a pressure washer.
Right.
What am I going to have to spend on the maintenance of it? How hard is it to maintain a machine like this?
Well, my simple answer for that is zero, because a pressure washer can pretty much be maintained by the person who owns it, who's using it. The engines that are on there, the Briggs & Stratton engines, are so easily maintained, and you or I or anyone can, believe it or not, tune it yourself. And by that, I mean you can buy the little tune-up kit. In that kit, it includes a new spark plug, a new filter, fresh oil, and the stay fresh oil, gasoline stabilizer that takes literally 30 minutes to do. So maintenance is just regular tune up, maybe once a year for a pressure washer.
And is it very heavy to haul around?
No, it's on wheels. It's like a little dolly. It's got much like a hand truck or a hand dolly. It's got pneumatic wheels on it. Some of them have the never flattened wheels on it. You can roll it around just like you do a shopping cart.
And, Pat, where can people get these?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Where can they get one?
Oh, just drive down the street. Any of the big home improvement centers, the big boys, even the mom and pops, you know, just name any of them, and they're available everywhere. They're available at the discount centers as well as the building supply home centers.
Well, I want to thank you, Pat Simpson, the host of HGTV's Before and After. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Come on down to the Gulf Coast and say hi to us.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown in the Wake Up Call, and we will be including in the giveaway packages today one of the books about these pressure washers. There's so much fun stuff in the Liz Brown Because We Care package. You don't want to miss the opportunity to get one. Howard, do we have one more time that people get to call in? Nope, we're done for the day. We're done for the day. So all of you lucky callers that have called in to participate in the Wake Up Call Liz Brown Because We Care package. Your names are in. We're going to do that in just a few minutes, and that's going to be one of the special items in the Because We Care package. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Or if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Don't forget tomorrow, because it is Saturday. It's time for Urban Institute. Irene J. Smith and myself, we will be schooling you. We will be providing. It's a combination of political form. It's a combination of a workshop. It's all of that and a strategy session. We have there are elections coming up, November and August. How are we going to address them? How are we going to deal with them? How are we going to participate in them? Well, we are going to work on it, organize on it. And that takes time, and that takes effort, and that takes input. So when do we do this? Every Saturday at 9 o'clock. What's the address? 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor, 1020 North Taylor. You need to come on down and participate in the Saturday Morning Urban Institute with Irene J. Smith and myself. I will see you there tomorrow morning. There is so much stuff for us to talk about. I am always constantly amazed at the issues that are confronting us, you know, the issues that take us to the different places that reveal who and what we are as a nation. There's a story that comes out of the comes out of USA Today. Not a story so much as a letter to the editor that reflects a story, that comments upon a story. Check this out. In a Philadelphia restaurant, there's a sign that says, "This is America. When ordering, please speak English." That's not exactly warm and friendly, is it? That's not exactly warm and fuzzy. The issue, however, aside from its non-warm and fuzzy welcoming energy, the issue is whether or not this sign is legal. The owner of this restaurant is 66 years old. His name is Joe Vinto. He believes that it is an immigrant's duty to learn English, just as his Italian grandparents did. So he put up the oddly punctuated sign 6 months ago. And in Philadelphia, the city's Commission on Human Rights charged Geno's with violating anti-discrimination laws through discouraging patronage by non-English-speaking customers, end quote. It is illegal in Philadelphia to refuse service based on national origin, race, gender, religion, disability, sexual orientation, or marital status. But Geno hasn't been charged with turning anyone away. Even so, the commission warns that he could be fined unless he removes the signs. And the owner said they would have to handcuff me and take me out. This is America. How do we feel about that? Should someone be able to put up in their restaurant, speak English, or you're not served? If you want to order, you have to speak English. Isn't that interesting? And what does that say about us as a nation? Is that intolerant? 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. My name is Liz Brown. Dimitri, good morning.
Good morning. Before I talk about the subject that I want to talk about, I just want to comment on what you just said, you know, about speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
In very posh restaurants, the menu is printed in French, and you're considered part of the elite group if you can order your dinner speaking the French language. How come a sign like that isn't up in one of those restaurants?
Here's what I would like to know, Dimitri. When you go back into the back part of the kitchen of this particular restaurant, I wonder how many languages you hear spoken back in the kitchen.
Probably Spanish and Portuguese. And
Italian, Greek.
Right,
I mean, a whole lot of languages.
Yeah, and the other thing, Liz, now that you say that as well, it provokes this idea. When I go into a restaurant, I ask the manager usually, can I see the kitchen? And the alarm goes up, the red light goes up, everybody skirmishes to find out what is the purpose of this. In Europe, you can go in and look at the kitchen before you order the food in order to determine whether the food is being prepared properly.
Isn't that interesting?
And they won't let you do it. Gosh, I've even been asked to leave the restaurant if I didn't want to order.
Wow.
The thing I wanted to call up about, and it's a thing I kind of talk about, can I repeat it? It's this thing about fighting skirmishes, I'll use a metaphor, and it makes me upset when I see all of the passion and all of the energy fighting these skirmishes. You know what it's like? It's like the obscene act in Spain where they killed helpless bulls on Sunday afternoons. The American public is charging the red rag instead of the guy holding the rag. And for me, if all that energy was used up to dispose of this president, you know, impeach him, we would be rid of him in a month. I just think that this is a waste of energy because it goes on and on and on and on. We have to focus on the guy holding the red rag. I know that's an argument I always use. I know what your position is, but you haven't dissuaded me from feeling this way.
Okay. All right, Dimitri. Happy Father's Day.
What's that?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Take care.
Right.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break, and then I'll be back to take your calls and comments. Stay with me.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the...
Coming up Tuesday on the Wake Up Call, we examine how the American media abdicated its responsibility and let President Bush have his way during the entire presidency. Why did the press never call the hand of those who violated the trust of the country? Was it because they could lose their seat on Air Force One or at the White House press pool? Journalist Eric Bollert takes a critical look at his profession with his new book, Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. And he's Liz Brown's special guest Tuesday morning at 7 here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is Sandy.
And this is Bobby.
And we'd like to invite you to join us on The Design Life every Monday afternoon from 4 to 5.
We hope you'll join us as we talk about designing your life to achieve success and fulfillment.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Take a stroll through the restored Savannah in Forest Park on Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Learn what a savanna is and its unique benefits. See an area that was a mowed lawn 5 years ago, but is now a complex ecosystem. Meet at the Forest Park Visitor Center. To sign up, call 314-877-1309. Something for you from WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in AM 920 WGNU every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, then go do the right thing.
Next, on Mondays at 9, has the federal government made New Orleans ready for the hurricane season? A new report by the Institute for Southern Studies says that after 9 months, a lack of leadership and resources has left the people of the Big Easy still dangerously vulnerable to another disaster. Nearly one-fifth of the levees damaged last year are not fixed, and pumping systems for low-lying areas have not been tested. Plus, the city is sinking faster than anticipated. A look at this recipe for disaster with Sue Sturgis of Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Anywhere in
and the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Liz.
Yes, yes, James.
I wanted to, Dimitri was wondering about why, you know, the language spoken and whatnot is so important. Well, I kind of compare it to the Roman days, when the powers to be threw the Christians to the lions and they had the gladiators fighting. Okay, well, then the powers to be, if they want something, then seem like everybody follows right behind them, you know, because this nation with Iraq is such a bloodthirsty nation, so they don't even look at the reasoning or nothing. As long as, you know, they're different from us, I mean, well, different from the powers to be, their lives are expendable. So, you know, it's just the way that our country is.
All right. All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. There's an interesting article on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Interesting article. And it takes me back to the days of a book, the Bell Curve, a racist book, a book that implied argued that the lower average performance by Africans on IQ tests, it had a genetic component and wasn't the result of social factors. That's, you know, a very familiar position and argument that has been used. It was the argument that was used to go and steal people and enslave them. That was the argument that was used. Well, there's it seems like every century, every generation, every time that there's some kind of new scientific tool, there always seems to be an interest, there appears to be an interest in finding a way to make that new tool say something about groups genetically. One superior, one inferior. The latest attempt comes from Bruce Land, a professor of human genetics at the University of Chicago. And his the latest tool to be used, that would be the DNA analysis. And what he is saying is that he's found signs, recent evolution in the brains of some people, but not others. Now, the timing of his assessment came at a particularly advantageous time for Professor Land. He was up for tenure and his research was being featured in back-to-back articles in the country's most prestigious science journals. Yet now Professor Land is moving away from the research. It's getting too controversial, he said. His own university now says that it is abandoning a patent application that it filed to cover a DNA-based intelligence test that drew on Professor Land's work. Why? I think you can predict why. What Dr. Land told his audience was that genetic changes over the past 1,000 years might be linked to brain size and intelligence. He put up maps and showed that changes that had spread widely in Europe, thousands of years ago, spread widely in Asia, thousands of years ago, and widely in the Americas, thousands of years ago. But those changes weren't common in Africa. Bruce Land appears to be Asian. From the photograph, that is, or the drawing photograph, as they do in the Wall Street Journal, appears to be. So here we go. Once again, an effort scientifically to link intelligence and color. Scientifically. I own a book. I spent several hundred dollars for this book. It's a 100-year-old book. And the cover of it is the Negro. Beast or human. And there's a book that was published here in St. Louis over 100 years ago. And I bought this book because I think it is critical. I think it is so important that we understand the history and know the specifics of that history. How do people come to think and believe and see and feel as they do? It's a result of the environment, what we have been taught, and what has been passed down from generation to generation. And a book like that, over 100 years ago, made the same point. That intellect, is something that escapes African people. And here we are in 2006. The same conclusions that are being drawn by professors, doctors at prestigious universities. University of Chicago, ain't no joke. Websites and magazines promoting white racialism quickly seized on Dr. Land's suggestive scientific snapshot. One magazine that blames, that's racist, and looks at people of African descent and Hispanics, hailed this discovery as the moment the anti-racists have dreaded. Isn't it interesting that we are in the year 2006 and we have scientists connecting evolution to IQ? How do other researchers respond to this, other genetic researchers? They say that the genetic differences that were found by Dr. Lan may not, quote, significantly in any evolution and even, may not signify any recent evolution. And even if they do, it is a big, too big a leap to suggest any link to intelligence. This is not the place you want to report a weak association that might or might not stand up. But yet, there it is. In the year 2006, we're still having this discussion on the front page, mind you, of the Wall Street Journal. Where it lands, it's hard to say. It's hard to unring the bell. It's difficult to take it back. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget that Saturday, the Urban Institute, that's why we do the Urban Institute. We have to organize and educate and strategize and plan how we're going to challenge the politics of the world that we live in, the social issues of the world that confront us, this Saturday at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Irene J. Smith and myself, be there. There's every reason to be there. Continental breakfast will be served. We're taking a break. Stay with us.
Tuesday on the Wake Up Call, we examine how the American media abdicated its responsibility and let President Bush have his way during the entire presidency. Why did the press never call the hand of those who violated the trust of the country? Was it because they could lose their seat on Air Force One or at the White House press pool? Journalist Eric Bollert takes a critical look at his profession with his new book, Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. And he's Liz Brown's special guest Tuesday morning at 7 here on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in after the 5 o'clock news every Friday for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage on your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons after the 5 o'clock news on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Tehran. The National Oil Company of Iran has agreed to begin talks that could lead to more exploration by Russia's Lukoil Corporation in the Azar fields in the western part of that country. The region is estimated to have 2 billion barrels of oil reserves. Norwegian energy company Norsk Hydro has already acquired the rights to develop the Azar field and has been performing testing and analysis in the region. The deal with the Russian corporation is part of a master development plan which will provide the necessary information to make an investment decision which could start full-fledged production from the region within 2 years. In a couple of other energy stories of note, a high-pressure natural gas well has been drilled successfully off the coast of the Niger Delta. New natural gas has been found in an area of Algeria called the Ragani Nord. ExxonMobil says it has struck oil 70 miles off the coast of Nigeria. Kerr McGee says it has found new natural gas reserves in the Gulf of Mexico. And British Petroleum has announced its 10th oil discovery off the coast of Angola. And Dateline Buffalo. Inventor Nikola Tesla developed an automobile back in 1930 that relied on an electric motor that actually received its power from an energy station he created that transmitted voltage to an antenna that was attached to the car, a Pierce Arrow. Papers from the Tesla Museum indicate the car could reach 90 miles an hour with little difficulty and produced no emissions, but only required a cooling fan to keep the engine at a constant temperature. Because the country was in the middle of the Depression, Tesla was unable to develop the automobile because Pierce Arrow had to stop production. The company was taken over by Studebaker, but that company was unwilling to pursue Tesla's electric automobile, which contained an 80-horsepower motor that never had to have the batteries recharged. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Sears, it's Father's Day this weekend. Get on over to Sears. It's the only one in the city of St. Louis. Don't go out to the mall. You don't have to because you can get your shopping done right here. Get them a big screen television. Get them a little screen DVD player. Get them a new refrigerator. How about a barbecue? Come on. Get your dad something special for Father's Day and get it done in the city of St. Louis with Jerome Williams. I'm Liz Brown. When you get over to Sears to get your shop on, tell him I said Happy Father's Day.
Birds need food, water, nesting sites, and shelter. Learn to find and appreciate wild birds at Emmenegger Nature Park in Kirkwood on Friday from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Take the habitat approach to find and identify the wild birds. Meet at the pavilion. To find out more, call 314-301-1500. News for the birds from Radio Free St. Louis.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Hi, I'm Vicki Pimentel, inviting you to join me right here on WGNU 920 AM on Friday nights for a little sports talk. We'll drop the gloves, scuffle a bit, and in the end, line up and shake hands. Yeah, right.
Next, on Mondays at 9, has the federal government made New Orleans ready for the hurricane season? A new report by the Institute for Southern Studies says that after 9 months, a lack of leadership and resources has left the people of the Big Easy still dangerously vulnerable to another disaster. Nearly one-fifth of the levees damaged last year are not fixed, and pumping systems for low-lying areas have not been tested. Plus, the city is sinking faster than anticipated. A look at this recipe for disaster with Sue Sturgis of Gulf Coast Reconstruction Watch on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I ran away today, ran from the noise, ran away. Don't want to go back to that place, but don't have no choice, no way.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. It's time to do the drawing for the weekly Liz Brown Because We Care package. We have a winner out there somewhere. Yes, we do. We have a winner out there somewhere. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be you? Is it going to be someone you know? Is it going to be you? Uh, I mean, let me finish turning the barrel here. That the winner is Mary Carr. Congratulations to Mary Carr. You are this week's winner for the Liz Brown Because We Care package. Lots and lots and lots of goodies in it for you this week. Thank you all for trying, and I will look forward to you trying again next week. Mary Carr, congratulations. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Don't forget tomorrow, Urban Institute, U of I. That will be me and Irene J. Smith. Join us at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Coffee. Continental breakfast will be served. Be there. You got your homework assignments last week. Come on back. And others come on out and help us finish our homework assignment. That's tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
That's good. I guess I just wanted to make a few comments on the 4th District Senatorial race.
Sure.
I guess when I specifically go on the north side and see the signs that are out and things of that nature, I don't know, I get an indication that the race, to me, is starting to heat up a little bit. I see.
Oh, there's a big old sign war going on, and it has been for a really long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's really, to me, it's getting hot. I mean, I see a lot of Yaphet Elamine signs, a lot of Amber signs, and I noticed that Jeff Smith signs are starting to appear, big signs are starting to appear a little bit more. And I guess what I find interesting about that, they seem like they are starting to appear a little more after his 3-on-3 basketball tournament that he had down in Fairgrounds Park. But I haven't seen any Kenny Jones signs, and I think he's in the race, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of his signs as of yet, but I think...
And I think that, Daniel, it's important to note, what's the most important thing to note as the political aficionado as you are.
Well, I think you're very kind to say that.
Well, what is the most important thing that we must remember
about
signs?
Well, I mean, signs are just an indication.
No, it's shorter and pithier than that. Let me break it down for you.
Yeah, do that, please.
Signs, you don't vote.
Right.
Okay?
True.
Signs, don't vote.
True.
So, you know, put up the signs. That's cool.
Right.
Signs, don't vote. People are going to need another reason besides your sign to get out there and vote.
True. Well, I guess that's what makes your Urban Institute, you and Ms. Smith's Urban Institute, even more crucial.
That's
so.
Exactly right.
Okay.
All right, see you Saturday.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Mike.
Yes, thank you. I was just trying to know the name of the artist that does that rendition of Keep On Pushing.
That is off of a tribute to Curtis Mayfield, and I think it is, I can't remember, but it's a tribute to Curtis Mayfield.
Okay, well.
And I can't remember, because a lot of groups, Whitney Houston did a song on it, Sting did a song on it, a bunch of folks did a song on it, so I don't remember which artist that was.
Okay. That's what I want to know.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
D.
You know, I just heard a news release in reference to the photo ID.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was tabled.
No. Uh-uh.
No?
No, it wasn't.
Well, it will actually be into effect.
Well, you know, I thought there was going to be a lawsuit by the Democratic Party to stop it.
Right. This is what I was
saying. Okay, that's what you were referring to. Okay. Where's the lawsuit at? That's the question.
Okay, see you at the Institute tomorrow.
See you at the Institute. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up and get to me. Lois.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. I want to comment about the intellect.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that you gave us that information about that book.
Mm-hmm.
I can never afford it, but I'm glad there is a book out there. Maybe I can go to the library and try to, you know, what is the name of it?
The Negro Beast or Human.
Okay, and the author is?
The name escapes me right now. If you remind me, I will have it for you next week. I don't remember what his name is. It's sitting in my library at home.
Okay. I have a thought on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think intellect has a lot to do with environment, And I think it would be a wonderful discussion for people to have, and people that knows their history, knows the world history and the evolution of human and the evolution of the white race and the black race, and compare the survival, like intellect has to do with environment. And certain people who live in certain environment, that they have to have a high intellect to simply survive.
You know what, Lois? For me, and we have only like 30 seconds left here, mm-hmm. and if I could just interject, I'm not convinced of any test that man has created to measure intellect to begin with.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I am suspect, I guess.
I agree with you.
Of the test that is used to determine it. And like the point you're making is that what is intellect? Is intellect the ability to survive despite all odds? Is that intellect?
Well,
you know, is intellect the ability to survive when all opportunities and options are provided to you? What is intellect?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. for instance, the Caucasian race came from a part of the world that they had, in order to survive, they had to think of you know, building fortresses and things to protect themselves.
Well, look at the,
you know,
but wait a minute. If we're going to take that trip, look at the world where we came from. We were building the pyramid, and nobody can explain how the pyramid got built.
Right.
Nobody. So what's that? So
that's the point I'm trying, you know.
Okay.
I just believe that environment has a lot to do with it, and nobody is no more intellectual or smarter than any other man on this earth.
By virtue of race.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Thank you.
Listen, this is Liz Brown. I will be back same time, same place on Monday. Until then, stay strong. Until all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day to my daddy. Happy Father's Day. I'll be back. Stay strong.
There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing.